The Don and Mike Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Right, right, right.
Okay. Everybody here?
Yeah, everybody's here.
All my ends here?
We're all here.
We're all here.
All you ninjas.
In 2-0-6.
Everybody.
Okay. Oh, all my K's here. Excuse me. Knuckleheads. For a moment, I thought you spelled knuckleheads with N.
Ah. You my K.
It's happening, Mike.
You my K, Don.
Easy mistake.
My KN? No, no, KH.
No, it's just K. It's hyphenated.
K. KH, though. Hey, what's happening, KH? Right.
KH. Knucklehead.
K-H. Knucklehead. Knucklehead.
You my KH.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Don.
The spot.
You my KH.
It's a spot. You got to come to the spot.
Up there. Right, right, right.
You don't remember when you had me to your house for the Super Bowl. That's like real. That's like real, dog.
Yo, you wearing that Green Bay joint.
He doesn't want anybody to know what he's pushing. We learned a lot yesterday.
We did.
Yes.
We're still absorbing it all.
You're my knucklehead, Rob.
Princess cut. Mike, you're mine.
And you.
How can I quit you?
You're my KY.
Okay, thank you, Buzz. Thank you,
Where's
everybody.
Where's the
yak? Yeah.
Where's the yak?
The first X don't count.
I didn't know that.
The Rock. The Rock.
Selling rock.
Man, we are pathetic.
Yes, we are.
I got four kids. Four kids.
Same woman.
Same woman. Four kids.
Yep.
And when are we all going to Asia with them?
Soon. On a buying trip.
Yes, maybe for springtime. Springtime in Asia.
Oh, springtime.
You wearing those Reeboks again?
Of course.
I just said that to Rob before we went on the air.
You know what I
You know what I love, Rob?
What's that?
I love eating.
I know you do.
I love, and those shoes look to me like a woman part of her body.
Look like lips.
What's your favorite pastime?
Eating.
That's right. And yet you're not very heavy.
Well, there you go. We've recreated much of the dialogue that we heard with Mr. 40 and Grady Smoke.
I think that was kind of necessary.
During the commercials.
Well, we didn't know that until just a second before we came on here, you know?
So that show happened?
Yeah.
Didn't just dream it? It's not Wednesday again?
You're tripping.
I am little dream.
You tripping.
I am tripping.
All right, now let's start. Here we go. Let's
shoes.
Get things going.
Keep it real.
Who's tennies?
Let's all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance with the executive producer of the Don and Mike Show, Mr. Bill Castle. Billy?
Come in, William Castle, the producer of this motion picture, has a question for you.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Some people believe in them. Others do not. Personally, I do.
Theater.
And I feel sure that when you leave this theater, you too will believe in ghosts.
Theater.
Now, when you came in, you were given a special ghost viewer
theater.
Like this.
Theater.
And here's how it works. Would you please change the color of the screen?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yo, yo.
You must only use it when the screen changes to this kind of a bluish color.
Whoa,
it's a spot.
Then you raise the viewer to your eyes, and you look at the screen through it.
My knucklehead, Bill.
If you believe in ghosts,
ghosts.
You look through the red part of the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not believe in ghosts,
smoke a cigarette.
You look through the blue part. Would you please change the color again?
Color.
Thank you.
Theater.
Wow. Now, when the screen resumes its normal color,
okay.
Like this, remove the viewer from in front of your eyes until the next time the screen becomes blue.
Screen.
Oh, one more thing. If someone sits down next to you during the picture, it would be helpful if you would show him or her how the viewer should be used.
Nah.
And remember, if you believe in ghosts, look through the red part. If you don't believe in ghosts, look through the blue. Happy haunting. Goodbye for now. Shall we go?
There's a lady
Tight.
Who's sure all that glitters is gold.
Send it out to Laura Bush.
And she's buying a stairway.
This is Dolly and her Zeppelin. Try it with the viewer.
When she gets there, she
This is our first lady bypass. This is funnier today than it was yesterday. This is highly irregular, but it really is.
The number one song on Lady Bush's iPod.
What you listening to, baby cakes?
Oh, George, it's that wonderful Dolly Parton. Stop, I'm doing my Pilates.
I normally didn't like rock bands, but Dolly gives it a good down-home feel.
Do you like me in these spandex, George?
You just keep working on that treadmill, honey.
I have an ingrown hair.
We'll pluck it out.
Call the Secret Service, dude.
You want that one agent to do it? The one with the sharp teeth?
Okay, well, I really don't have... I mean, we do, but we don't have 5 more minutes to hear the rest of this crap. So let's just say the... Hi, Robbie.
You're not going to play it to the good part?
Did we just arrive at the good part?
I believe we're here.
All right, dude.
That's John Bonham.
And when Dolly gets an ingrown hair, that's trouble.
You think she's ever had hair coming out of her bosom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do.
Big, thick, coarse hair.
Right on the end.
Like a horse hair.
Right on the end.
Like a little on a brush. And
my pull it. Is crying. It's a little spurt of blood.
If you pull it, it unravels like the string on the top of a bag of dog food.
No, it is. You know, you pull it, it's like, you ever take a golf ball apart or a baseball apart?
Yeah. Sure. Keeps coming and coming.
That's what it's like. Well, we're not really starting the show today with Stairway to Heaven by Dolly Parton, but
no.
We kind of are starting the show with Dolly Parton.
Now it's kind of growing on us.
Uh-huh.
Like a hair.
But we're past the good part, right?
You never can tell. That was one of the good parts.
No, I believe we're past the good part.
I don't know.
Dollywood.
This is like American Idol. I believe it's time, at least for me, to change the channel.
Falling.
What?
It's a falling.
Off you go.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between noon to 4. Or just check your local time.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Big Ed.
Anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, today we start with Grand Funk. A little locomotion action.
Hi, Don Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. How about you?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
It's pretty good, right?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Good.
What'd you do, Jerry?
And then I sat and really worked it.
Well, and you know, really, you kind of technically broke a rule by coming in and talking before the door had opened.
I know, but it's only a technicality.
Thank goodness we got that great new intro you love so much.
Yes, let's have that.
God, you're ugly.
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
How your little Eva cover band.
Naked Sun.
Yes, I know. I know. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hot Rocks and a Cold Pipe and all the ships at sea. 98% effective against kickers and ticks. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Rob's Naked Son, incidentally, speaking about they're trying to toilet train the boy.
Yes.
And I was on the phone with Rob last night, and he mentioned that they've just got the boy naked running around the house, naked.
Because if he has no diaper, he'll think twice about relieving himself.
Perhaps.
So far, so good. Two times, two success.
Using the potty?
Yes, good.
It works for me.
I also got to hear a little bit of this. Daddy, can I sit on your lap? And Rob says no. No.
No, we don't trust it that much.
No. Not yet.
But then...
Yeah, because then he could lose his train of thought and have a little accidento.
And also, we had ordered Chinese food for dinner.
Oh, dear.
And we didn't want him running around upstairs naked when the Chinaman brought the food. Because, I mean, what are they going to think? So we had to sort of keep him corralled.
Just to see that you have a sense of decorum in your house.
Why is the three-year-old naked? Well, we're toilet training.
Yes.
And you ordered the Bugu Gai Pan?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, this morning we had a brainstorm. Today we just have him in a shirt.
So he really, it's almost like father, like son.
Oh, exactly.
You could have the pictures taken now.
Yeah. Because that's the way Rob walks around.
Rob walks around.
A shirt.
A long shirt.
No pants, no underpants.
No.
Hey, it's Don and Mike Show, everybody. And it's a new episode on this Thursday.
Thursday!
01-1906.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Oh, no, I feel almost awkward doing this dry.
Kind of stands out. Everything, the elements that you have spent years putting together kind of stand out without music in the background.
Feel
the
dry. There you go. See, I did, this time we just shut the door. Because Rob couldn't come back in and start all of this. Because you know him, he'd want to come in and do, you know.
Talk about the kid.
Good afternoon. He just wrote me a note. Try it naked.
Everything works better naked.
Uh-huh. This is the Don and Mike Show. We've done all the Thursday stuff in the day. And here's where you can call us. On the telephone, everybody. 877-365-3636. That's toll free from anywhere in America. If you're listening on the joke of the industry, also known as 3FM, here in D.C., you can call 202-432-1067. That's the new slogan. That's what we're saying. Joke of the industry. 3FM. Thank you, Paul Schaefer. And if you're listening to us on the internet, hey, Rob, you are the naked son. Where's the stream, my boy? If you're on the internet and you can't use an 877, you can call us at 800-636-1067. Our official website is dynamicwebsite.com. And if you go to that website, you can click on Listen Live.
Raise your shirt tail.
And there you get our beautiful internet stream. And today, ladies and gentlemen...
look at it!
It is usable for cooking.
It's golden.
Oh, hold on. Shake and... there you go. There's the stream. Again, no drinking, no bathing.
Oh, I think you're being too conservative.
That, Mike, it's what the doctors are telling me. That you can, however, cook with it.
All right, hold on. Let me try it.
With our internet stream.
At your own risk. Why do I disagree with you?
I love Shakespeare. Don and Mike Show.
The color alone should have tipped me off.
I know. Hello.
Well, he's the one that runs the spigot.
I'm trying to take a phone call here, too. Hello.
Speak to us, sir. It's all new Grease Band Show.
John, did I give all the information? Oh, if you want to email us, email us at donandmikewebsite.com. And also, our show is now being podcasted.
Yeah.
You would have thought today that really one of the Desperate Housewives was walking around naked. Because for Michael Hughes, it was tentpole city.
Yeah.
Here's what gets this guy going. Thank you. Bye-bye, Grand Funk. Two plays for Grand Funk today.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what gets him going. Not good ratings, not good shows.
No.
He's one of these techno nerds.
Ah.
And Johnny Norman told me today that since we announced yesterday the show was available on iTunes.
Hi there.
For the podcast. Hi, Johnny. So what's the current ranking on the show on iTunes now?
Like I said, with two quick mentions, I guess, at the top of the show yesterday and one coming back from break, we jumped from 22nd to 7th.
Wow.
Okay, so
boy, oh boy. And the podcast on the iStore. So, thank iTunes. Thanks, Johnny.
Word is out.
So you can,
thank you, Cable Guy.
So you can get the show, a download on the show every day on our website, a different segment on iTunes.
Wow.
And Hughes is a guy who... The guy wouldn't know how to read a ratings book, seriously, if you held it up in front of him and said, you look for the biggest number on the page. He can't do it. He just, the guy is just a total buffoon.
But he knows his way around these iPods, huh?
Yeah. And it's not that he knows his way around the iPods.
No.
He reads that podcasting is the next big thing.
Okay.
And He mentioned to me, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 months ago, when we were putting up the highlights, a daily highlight on our webpage.
Right.
He said, you know, I'm seeing the information that podcasting really coming on straight. You should think about that. So I thought about it and asked the company about it, and the company said, no effing way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wait until we're ready to do it as a company.
Right.
And a lot of people obviously have figured out how to do that on their own,
right,
and we're downloading the segment from our website onto their iPods already.
Right.
But anyway, here's the point. To come in today, I'm just getting my soda pop and stuff out of the refrigerator. Hughes comes by. I don't mean to be abrupt with him, but like Mr. Wolf says, I'm paraphrasing, time is of the essence.
That's
if
right.
I'm curt with you, I apologize. Time is of the essence.
Now, pretty please, with sugar on top. Can you let me get my soda? Thank you. Lots of luck, gentlemen. Not much call for Harvey Keitel nowadays.
Lots of luck, gentlemen.
All right, now let's see. You,
quick.
You scoop out the brains in the back seat. You clean the blood in the front seat.
A please would be nice.
So pretty please, with sugar on top. Will you clean the effing car?
Jimmy, this is good coffee. Good. Doesn't Mr. Wolf like Quentin Tarantino's coffee
a
lot?
He loves the coffee. And then,
what time will Bonnie be home? I understand we're working on a time frame that Bonnie will be home at 9:30. Is this correct?
I'd like to memorize that right now.
Bonnie, your wife, the nurse, will be home at 9:30. Wow. All right, I tell you what. All of these things that we've taken from you, Jimmy.
Just the really bad spots.
I tell you
what. Gotta sop up that brains and blood and all that.
And then he's sitting in the bedroom with Quentin Tarantino, Harvey Keitel, of course, Mr. Wolf.
Right.
And they're talking about all of the blankets and stuff that they've had to use to hide the body and to make the car look presentable that has the dead body. And he just pulls out a giant wad of cash and says, my boss would love to buy you a brand new bedroom set. Get yourself something nice and starts peeling off the bills right after the other.
And then they drive to the junkyard where they dispose of the car and the body, and then he goes out to breakfast with his...
Bangs is hot. Whoever is...
She wasn't all that hot. She was that one from Saturday Night Live. She was Pat.
I think that, in her day, not in her day, in her moment.
In her day, she was Pat.
Yes, she was. Yeah. But I maintain that Julia Sweeney had a brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
Good actress.
Doability.
I think that Julia Sweeney always had two big things going for her. That's pretty much what always kept me interested in Julia Sweeney.
Who would you do, Julia Sweeney or Molly Shannon?
Oh, Julia Sweeney, without a doubt.
See, I'd probably go with Molly Shannon.
Yeah.
Although I would have to say that probably, and I'm going to feel like everybody else and fall into the most recent one, but really I think out of all of them, the one that I would do going over the entire history, probably Tina Fey.
I'm with you on
over
that.
Over Victoria Jackson?
Excuse me. That even choked me up. Over Victoria Jackson?
Yes.
You were very...
Yeah, and Buzz, you know, she is definitely a very strong contender.
Yeah, you mean the blonde Victoria Jackson, dumb blonde?
Yeah, but she's a huge...
puffy for me.
Huge boobs, though.
Yeah, and really cute, and I know Don was crazy about her for a very long time. In the history of Saturday Night Live, the original great cast, they were wonderfully funny women, but they weren't all that doable.
What, you wouldn't do Lorraine Newman?
Or Jane Curtin. Jane Curtin was probably the most doable in her day.
What about Gilda Radner?
Gilda Radner.
Can you bet? You know, no wonder she ended up with Gene Wilder.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Who would want to screw either one of them?
Gilda Radner, is not the doable factor, but the funniest woman in the history of television, in my opinion.
And then there's like a whole bunch of real bad ones, like Mary Gross.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
Yes. Sometimes I need to correct.
You not with this one. We'll get in a heated debate on this one because
Gilda Radner is without going away.
I hear she's the funniest.
I don't want to start a whole thing because it'll get us off track.
All right, go ahead. Give me your choice.
Right. Leah Remini.
That was winner.
Winner.
I think it's a tie.
How could I have forgotten Leah?
Of course. Beautiful Lisa Remini.
But Tina Fey, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Tina Fey, very, very sexy.
Yeah.
I might have to buy her just a little plastic surgery, though.
You don't like the scar?
Oh, no, I'm talking about her boobs.
I thought you were talking about the little scar she's got.
No, I find that rather endearing.
I don't think that's sexy.
I like that.
Is she rather lean in the... you never can tell watching the Weekend Update.
She just gave birth, so you might be in luck.
You know who else it might do from that show? It'd be the other chick that does the news.
The blonde.
The blonde.
Yeah.
What's her name?
See, but she's a Western.
Brad Hall.
No, not
Brad. No, that's a different blonde.
Brad Hall.
Brad Hall.
Hello, Terry.
I know. Hold on. I know who I like the best.
Sherry O'Terry.
The late Charles Rocket. He was the hottest woman in the history of Saturday Night
Live. Was he the blonde?
Is Amy Poehler?
That's her.
The girl who does the movie with her. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, God. Speak to us.
I don't know if it's the people or if it's this. I bet it's this.
I heard that guy for a second.
I bet it's his high-quality equipment. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Amy?
Hello?
Miller.
Speak to us.
Hello there.
Can you hear us, sir? Ma'am.
The phone.
Person.
The phones may need to be reset.
There might be a need of maintenance.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me put out the call for our chief engineer.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
All right, Tony will make his way here now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, will you let Don and Mike know that today is Dolly Parton's 60th birthday?
Okay, well, most importantly, you are speaking to us, so the phone problem apparently has now been remedied.
Can you hear us, sir?
Yes, I do.
The phone has been... The phone has been...
Yes,
Leah,
I do.
The phone has been Leah remedied. It's not been Gilda Radner.
No. Try it again, just because I'm not secure on this phone call.
Okay.
Can you hear us, sir?
Yes, I do. Try another line. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Can you hear us?
What?
Can you hear us?
Blah.
Are people just effing with us?
Yeah. Well, that guy was. In, like, the worst possible way. In that really
Hello.
Just dumb way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Something's wrong. I really think something technically is wrong.
Yeah, so do I.
It couldn't be four people in a row screwing with us. Or
Hello.
Could it?
The Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me now? Okay. Hey,
everybody's a comedian. What's going on today?
The world is a stage.
Hey, Rob, I got a suggestion for you.
I love to laugh.
A suggestion for Rob.
A suggestion for Rob for the potty training.
Everybody has a laughing place.
Get Fruit Loops and put them in the potty.
Hold on.
And that way there you will get aim and learn his color.
Hold on. Can you stop for a second?
Okay.
Can you just stop? Who gave you that advice?
I did it myself.
Now, hold on. Will you let the boy just tell you? Please give me. I am the naked boy's godfather.
Okay.
After
all right. Yeah.
Who told you?
The naked boy.
Who already told you to put the little?
You told me today.
Told Rob today.
How about that?
Told Rob you get some Cheerios, you get an M&M or something. Uh-huh. It's kind of queer to start with, but you stand there with the boy and you say, "Look what Daddy's doing. Can you do this?
Uh-huh.
Can you make the M&M move around in the potty?
Uh-huh.
Good. Now do it. Yes. Come on. I give Rob these valuable tips that you use a Cheeto or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I've got two daughters, so I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Use Fruit Loops so you can teach them colors too.
Okay, one step at a time. One step
Isn't
at
that
a
like
time.
A circuit overload though?
I'm just going to teach them yellow.
And in fact, use alphabet to teach them to spell words.
And besides, what if the water's blue? You know, what if you still got one of those things that every time you like 1,000 flushes, the water's blue all the time?
Mm-hmm. Use Lucky Charms. Teach them shapes.
Then the boy will grow up and think his number one is green.
Mm-hmm. And Irish folklore.
Because we all know that blue and yellow equals green.
That's right. It's true. And it doesn't at all end up really one big mess anyway.
Sure does. Comes out in our internet stream. let's see. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, hi, Rob.
That got me, buddy. That really got me.
Hi, Rob.
I can hear you just fine.
Can you hear me now?
Who?
Hello?
All right, bye, Rob.
I just hear Buzz.
Sherry O'Terry.
Amy Poehler. Goodbye.
Sherry O'Terry doesn't do it for me.
The naked boy.
She got the crossed eyes.
Yes, she
Hello.
Does.
The Don and Mike show. I don't like Sherry O'Terry either.
No.
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, how about Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Well, it's Julia Louis, not Louise, or Lewis, whatever you said.
She was one of the hotter ones on Saturday Night Live.
Depends on the angle.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and same thing on Seinfeld.
She's kind of a pancake head.
Yeah. Same thing on Seinfeld. When she has her hair pulled all the way back, and you see that big, massive, friggin' Mount Rushmore forehead on her. On the other hand, when she has her hair down, Ooh, yeah. But then also consider this. Thank you, my friend. Consider this. She is violated by Brad Hall.
Yes, there's that name.
And that's the right word. Do you know who I also, as far as if we're talking about, you know, those kind of sketch comedy shows like Mad TV, the sister on Mad TV, forgot what her name, I always forget her name. I think her name is Allen. Like, maybe not Debbie Allen, but she's got,
Marty.
Marty Allen. But she's not on that show anymore, and I thought she was sexy. Funny and sexy. She played Oprah. She was the one that played Oprah all the time. She cracked me up.
Oh, hey, listen, as I'm sure you've already read or heard about on your local news, boy, am I totally on an island about this. I'm so over American Idol. Set some type of ratings record on Tuesday night with like 35 million kooks watching the show.
I'm still addicted to it.
I am now on my second day of my promise to myself, and I didn't watch it last night.
And, you know, I was influenced, really, because I think we all agree that on this type of thing, especially a TV trend, you are many times ahead of the curve. And I still maintain that might be the case because the ratings still have the potential to drop off. Now they're very high, but I went home and I watched it last night, and it was better last night than it was the night before. They just had a better mix of talent and total weirdos on the show last night.
And also better in an hour format than a two-hour format, I think. 2 hours might have been asking a bit
much
of it.
Right, I agree.
Well, Buzz?
Yes? Deborah Wilson is the lady from Mad TV.
How does this feel now?
I know.
Tell me, how does this feel?
I know. Well, you're finding out how it feels for me because I've never been on the Idol bandwagon.
It's not very often that there's something going on that I feel out of the loop on and that Buzz feels out of the loop on.
Right. Well, Rob knows the one particular stellar star that we saw last night. What was that? What was his name?
Zachary Trapp.
Zachary.
Don't know who he is.
Remember Zachary was... They built the whole show around Zachary.
And wisely so.
Was he the wacky character?
The wacky androgynous individual that showed up. And a lot of shots of the long legs of Zachary that really looked like gorgeous women's legs walking in jeans. And then when you saw Zachary, really... I, along with the entire viewing audience, not one clue whether it was a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, really.
He looked like the retarded, ugly, Hanson sister.
Absolutely. That is perfect.
Who wouldn't want to watch that?
That is perfect.
Apparently everybody but you and me, Buzz.
Who eats a lot of chocolate?
Now hold on a second. Now, boys. Now, really. I mean, really. You know, I know you're not watching it anymore, but really, I mean, I'm very surprised at you. I'm very disappointed that you're just... I can understand him poo-pooing it because he's never watched it, but now you're joining in, and you loved that show like everybody else last year.
I will welcome you back.
I am predicting the demise of that show.
By when?
By 1 year.
I mean, it's a tremendous amount of money on the line if that show goes belly up.
I mean, here's what I don't buy. Jesus Christ, it got a huge rating.
Yes.
But what I'm reading now is like, have you read any of the stuff from the Fox executives saying that they're now comparing it to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And they think that it's an American institution.
I read the article, Lisa De Whatever.
No, read the thing in USA Today.
The Lisa DeMoray article was talking about how the guy from Fox, one of the suits from Fox, was actually predicting that the opening would be weaker than last year's opening, and then he got on the whole Super Bowl thing after they got the numbers that came in.
Yeah, and they think it's an institution, and people wait for it every year, and I don't know.
I don't think it's an institution. What I do think is, and I was talking about this last night, this is the part of American Idol where we kind of... It's entertaining, but it's not as entertaining as when it really gets into the competition. And I think we sit through this, but they still manage to make it entertaining. And I think the formula stands, you know,
blows dead bare.
you're going all the way now. You're committing to your...
I swear to Christ, I turned it on last night. It's not like there's a lot of stuff to watch on TV.
Right.
I turned it on. I saw one chick that appeared to have some talent, and then I saw one guy that was obviously no good,
right.
And then I saw a bunch of like Ryan Seacrest talk, and I just, with everything I saw, I thought, I've seen it before. I it's not like a show that comes on and you know what you're going to get. I mean, God, I'm gonna paint myself in a corner here, because on one hand, I like consistency. I like turning it on. Like, I like watching The Sopranos and knowing it's going to be great every week. And then you watch Seinfeld, it was great every week. The Simpsons, it's good every week. But it's really the same thing every week.
It's like, the same thing. The only difference is on American Idol, it's the same formula every year. And they can, you can walk through every single episode, and it's exactly the same as it's always been. What it, the you know, the great equalizer is the fact that the people are different, and that's why the show is. I think the show's like nuclear energy; it'll last for a long, long time.
I don't think so, because, boy, how do I articulate this? I think that the whole weirdo and non talent factor is going to wear off after a while, with people will be like, okay,
You're talking about only the first part of the show. They can even take American Idol, and if they sense that the ratings are declining with this phase of the competition, they can cut right through and break it down. Collapse it. They can collapse it a little bit and make it.
I am a visionary. I am a visionary.
Right.
Call me Hercules. Mm-hmm. I am a visionary. This is going to be the end of American Idol.
This will be the last season?
Wow. Yeah. That is a bold statement after last night's rating.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm just, I'm not into it. And you know, something that probably has soured me on it is the fact that every single goddamn show that's had any type of talent involved that's come out since, the format is just like American Idol, and that's really not American Idol's fault. Like, for instance, Rob calls me during the skating show last night.
I didn't watch a lot of that.
He says, are you at least watching this? And I said,
I watched The Biggest Loser.
I said to him, no, I'm not watching. He said, please turn it on. It's Bruce Jenner. And he's wearing like a Navy uniform, because he's skating to Up Where We Belong from An Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, my God.
So I turn it on for a moment, and, you know, we've seen the clips, and Bruce Jenner's okay. And then immediately they go to a host, like the Ryan Seacrest of the show.
Right.
Scott Hamilton. And then he throws it over to the judges, and they've got Paul Lynn's younger brother, some just queer as a $5, well, there is a $5 bill now, queer as a $6 bill.
Right.
The guy's got some type of Sergeant Pepper outfit on. I have no idea who he is. And really, he's just like, you are just spectacular. And then in the middle, it's Dorothy Hamill,
uh-huh,
who's just like Paula Abdul,
right,
who likes everybody. And next to her is some British guy.
Right.
And the British guy's job is to say, that was the worst program I've ever seen. I don't, you know, and they're all like, all the shows are like that. They've all got three judges. They've got one guy that's got balls. They got the one girl or a guy who likes somebody.
And it'll never work.
I'm just tiring of it.
I have to say this. I don't like the fact that TV has turned into my high school talent show. Mm-hmm. I like
scripted
shows.
Have you ever seen American Idol?
I have.
Okay.
I have. I don't care for it. I like scripted shows.
Like?
Oh, like Lost, which is what I watched last night.
Hold on, again.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Like King of Queens.
Yes. So like scripted. That. There's a script.
I'm with you. There's plenty of room for all these shows. I think Don's right. There are too many of these you know, reality shows that are based on judges, and they're all a ripoff of American Idol. But the great original that will, I think, have its day.
Yeah.
Will it eventually burn out? Of course. They all do. There's not a television show that won't. But I think that American Idol, what I watched last night, because I went in with that kind of tainted view of it after the discussions we'd had yesterday.
Hey, taint.
I said taint. And I watched it last night, and I loved it again. I got reinvigorated with it, because it was a better show last night, and the 1 hour was much easier to watch.
And now here with the idiot's perspective is Joe Ardinger.
I spotted a glint of gold. The twitchy, slightly retarded cowboy boy.
Yeah.
He's going to be good.
And what I was going to tell you before, the show is predictable. It's the same thing every year. What's different is you get the people that are the weirdos that are totally unique. They're unique people.
What crazy cast of characters.
But it's not. You make it sound like it's fake. It's not fake.
I know it's not fake, but it's like the guy that
it's
came
real,
out.
This guy is on a farm, and he looks like, seriously, he's some sort of alien baby. Yeah.
What about
and he's
the guy?
Got a cowboy hat on, and he looks odd, and he's weird, but he's lovable. It's just all that stuff. It's very, very intense.
As Sheryl Crow sings, if it makes you happy.
Don't talk like that.
Why?
Don't you just, like, you diminish. You're the greatest skill that you possess is diminishing things.
And also,
it's not, you know,
here's
you know
one
suddenly
from me.
I'm a retard for liking American Idol.
Here's one from me to to American Idol. Again, I'll quote the great Sheryl Crow.
It makes you happy.
Don't you?
That makes you show. That makes you show. American Idol, Don. Bon appétit. Bon appétit.
American Idol, again, going down the Sheryl Crow road. Don't you realize you're my favorite mistake?
There you go.
We will welcome you back.
We'll see, Rob.
That's right. We will.
We will, because now it's going to be like a test of the will. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I have one thing. When it comes to, like, if I'm watching TV and I cannot watch it without talking to you,
right?
I have zero willpower. So you know, if I give in to temptation,
yes.
And if I do...
Do you see a chance of coming back when it gets to be, like, the final number, when it really turns into a high-level talent competition, which it goes. It goes from being the freak show to the high-level talent competition.
Great 24.
No, I believe I'm burned out on it, and I don't mean to diminish you or any of the other people with limited brain capacity who still find the show.
Made it number one.
American, yeah. Idol.
You are the other 35 million Americans.
American Idol.
They were watching it.
But don't you? Night. Can I say one more thing about this?
Sure.
Don't you, being a former music director at a radio station, don't you get jacked up when you hear, like, a new artist or a decent singer or somebody that's got a unique ability? And there still is very, very, in my opinion, that possibility that they can, that you get a real talent that comes out of this. I think more so than even the previous episodes, because I've never been happy with the winners of the previous episodes.
So what makes you, and that's kind of my argument with it, with another part of my argument, what makes you think that this year is going to be the year that you're going to have the breakout star?
Well, because I watched one last night, a 16-year-old girl that was on the show that I thought... Really? I mean, well, now I feel like I'm being, like, super gay for this show because Simon said to this chick that she was the best 16-year-old that has entered the competition. They've had that Diana DeGarmo.
The best 16-year-old I've ever had.
And her voice, I thought that her voice was that good that, you know, when you watch it, that this could be, like, the best talent ever to come out of the show. That's, I think, what gives the show legs.
Also, you know what? I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I'm just giving you my dumbass opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we need another great singer. I mean...
Too many.
You know, Kelly Clarkson arguably is the most talented person, at least as far as selling records and being popular, that's come out. Who thinks that chick's really got any talent?
I think with the direction music is going, I think we need that kind of performance more than we have in the past. I think that's pop middle of the road style of show is really the one of the last areas where a real singer can kind of cut through it all.
Well, anyway, enjoy it, everybody. It's on from now until
John,
summertime.
If it makes you happy, not watching it.
It does.
And hey, who knows? Maybe we'll get another controversy. You know, we've had Simon involved with a lot of controversy. We've had Paula. Maybe Randy will do something bad.
I do have a controversy for you already, really, on the show. And I've not even watched it.
Mm-hmm.
From the one last week, they had like two twin brothers. Did you like them?
Not particularly.
Well, the chef.
They made the cut to Hollywood, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, one of them is in jail right now.
See?
Yes. I mean,
you can't fake that.
Something about a stolen Dodge.
You put 40,000 people in a stadium, and you're going to get some real... And you know, really... The 40,000 people, out of those 40,000 people, about 98% of them have the L on their forehead, which I enjoy too. So even if they're successful singing, they're going to have done something horrible in their lives.
All right, well I've got those details for you.
Okay. Are they the two guys that were wearing like the ascots?
White jackets like chefs would wear.
Oh, okay. That's the guys. Yeah. One of those guys is in jail?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
I did like them on
they
second thought. Well. Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah, I've got it somewhere. I will get to it anyway. Rob asked me something today. If I had brought my iPod in,
mm-hmm.
To have him put it, you know, between me and Rob, we've got seriously like 15,000 songs.
Right.
On CD. So... I'm very dumb when it comes to burning stuff on CD and putting it onto the iPod. Tell me if this is retarded on my part. I believe it is.
Okay.
I did not bring the iPod in today, even though he reminded me. Here's why. I don't believe that I can work out without my iPod. I don't believe that I can get on the treadmill and run. And I used to run 2 miles like 5 times a week, but my New Year's resolution is I'm going to run 3 miles every day.
Wow.
So I've done this every day now for the last almost 3 weeks. Started on New Year's Day.
Wow.
With my iPod, and I'm not setting any freaking speed records here.
It's yeah,
like a 12-minute mile, okay? But it's so easy to do when you have the music. And, like, anybody that's into this, and if you're very compulsive about your exercise and about your music, maybe you're like me, that when I get down there into my workout room downstairs in the basement, turn on the treadmill in the morning, and I pick out the songs, I know in my head, okay, this version of this remix is 7 minutes long. If I just put this song on and just don't think about anything, I'm going to be like three quarters of the way through a mile already.
Right.
Then you think, if I put on the remix of this song, before you know it, it's going to be like 2 miles going by. Anyway, I've got the songs in there in a particular order that I run in sometimes.
Pretty good idea.
Anyway, the point is that if I bring the iPod to work so Rob can load more of the songs that I like mm-hmm. on the iPod, I have to give it to him overnight, meaning that tomorrow morning I would not have the iPod. Thus, I am naked without the iPod. I have tried, much like Rob's son, I've tried to run watching TV.
Yeah.
It don't work for me.
Right.
It don't work. I mean, I've even brought a CD player down there. It doesn't work. I have to have those songs in the particular order. I have to have my shuffle feature. So I believe what we're going to have to do is figure out a time.
Do you use the music to kind of motivate you too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very absolutely.
Cool. I don't think that's retarded. I think it's if it's the way your mind works and that's what it takes you to exercise, that's great. Come over this weekend after you exercise and you can pick out whatever songs you want.
Do you want him to shower first?
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm going to have American Idol on, though.
The whole time. Really loud.
Really loud.
But I was just wondering, and we have plenty of time to take plenty of calls, and God knows we've already had 8,000 topics out there. But is anybody else as retarded as me that I really do believe that I would not be able to run as much as I run, and I wouldn't be as in good shape as I am relatively speaking. You know, I lost almost 100 pounds now if it wasn't for the iPod.
I completely understand that. I think whatever motivates you is a good idea, and I think that you want to have routine, especially with exercise. You want to be a creature of habit.
A lot of people do that, and the music keeps them moving, sets the pace. So it's very common.
And sometimes I'm even so queer. It's like, that's what iTunes pissed me off. This is why I'd like more songs right. on my iPod. Because I will, the night before, download new songs and think, ooh, this will be exciting to run to tomorrow.
Fantastic. If that works. And it sounds like it does.
So anyway,
that new music by Bread, and you'll be gone.
If a picture, please.
Run very slowly.
The 68-minute mile.
You know what?
You actually put Bread on, you go on your knees on the treadmill. You crawl.
I don't know why I did buy it. One of the songs I did buy, though, was All By Myself by Eric Carmen.
All by myself.
You were talking about, first off, how the hell do you run to that song?
How?
And it's like when you only have those headphones on. That's a depressing freaking song.
Do you have the headphones that go in your like little plug-in ears, or do you have real headphones that you use?
No, I wear real headphones.
Yeah, cool.
I wear real headphones.
The 8-pound ones, like you wear here?
Well, no, not quite as heavy, but they're professional quality. Okay. They're professional grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I could, you know, you can crank that iPod up and make that thing friggin' loud.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you're on target with that. I don't think you want to break out of that.
I don't know if that was ultra that way that I get compulsive.
But it is compulsive, but it's compulsive. That's when compulsive is a good thing. Anybody would say that about exercise.
I agree. Mm-hmm. For example, every day I do not exercise. And I do not want to touch that. I want to stay on that groove.
And let's see, I've got this update for you as well. Now, as proud as I am of, like I told you, the little things that I've done around my house since Frida's passed away, and today was another one of the days that just, I'm amazed. You know, Frida used to say to me sometimes that I would give her crap about. She said, "You don't understand what it takes to run this house, and you have no idea what I do." And I would always go, "Yeah, right, my Connie, honey, right." And you have no idea what it's like to go in and entertain millions of people. So kiss my ass. That was pretty much the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm finding out that, you know, Jesus, a lot of this stuff is a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And today is one of the days that I had to do the 8,000 things that I don't want to do: taxes and paying bills and dry cleaning and making sure that the carpet gets cleaned. And anyway, I go to the refrigerator and...
The new one? I mean, the one that's been repaired?
It's fixed. And mm-hmm. goddamn, if I don't open it up, and it's going beep, beep, beep.
Oh.
And it says the ice maker needs servicing.
Oh,
now,
God.
This is where the old me has come out. the new me that handles things would have simply called the same people and asked them to reschedule an appointment. You know what I did since the guy was there and I saw how the guy did everything?
What?
I just disabled the ice feature. And what I did was I went and got some ice cube trays and filled them with water and put them in the freezer. So now the refrigerator...
The way we all grew up enjoying ice.
The refrigerator is working perfectly.
Right. Have you turned the color down on your TV?
Like I said, and stopped beeping, and the refrigerator's running
great. Well,
stopped
because you disabled it. Are you eventually going to get it repaired?
This is why I'm saying. I may or I may not. This is when Frida was still alive, this was my plan on virtually every...
Does this fall into that shyness category where you didn't want to deal with the guy and tell him to come back out?
No. You know what? This is just... not shyness, because I'm fine with the guy coming out.
Okay.
And it's not that I'm embarrassed. It was just like... Oh,
didn't want to deal with
it. What a pain in the ass. I got to go to the dry cleaners, and I got to pay these bills today, and I got to figure out this crap with Bart's tuition, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. Yeah, if I said, you know what? Screw it. I'll just turn the ice part off. How much ice do I need anyway? Well, I'm a 5-cube-a-day guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You simply managed it. That's all. You put it off to a more convenient time. You're too busy right now.
And I would bet you that it never gets fixed. I would bet you that for the rest of the life...
We'll remind you.
The rest of the time that I'm in that house with that refrigerator, which will be, you know, as far as I'm concerned, forever, I will not be able to have instant ice.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my garland that I have wrapped around my little porch, the wood little pillars on my porch.
Yeah.
It's still on there.
Well, that's good.
I haven't turned the lights on at night, but...
Oh, your Christmas stuff.
Yeah, and my Christmas tree is still up.
Is it real garland, or is it...
The ornaments are off my Christmas tree, but I have yet to break it down and take it up to the attic. I
thought it was so easy. You know, it's
artificial.
Well,
I didn't take the decorations off.
Oh.
So it's still decorated?
No. Maria took them off.
Oh, your cleaning lady?
Yeah.
She keep them?
I asked her. Oh, she didn't keep them.
I thought maybe she took them one at a time.
But I'm thinking maybe tomorrow I'm going to take the little light nets off my bushes in the front and take the garland down. And then if I have the energy, I'll take the candles down from each of the windows, and I'm done.
Is it like a...
It's only taken me 2 weeks after we came back from vacation.
A greenery garland or like a gold garland?
It's greenery. It wraps around the... You saw it. Oh, you didn't... Yeah, did you see it?
No.
Indeed.
I didn't go to the party.
Oh, you didn't go to the party. That's right. Don saw it. You know, that stuff I have on my front porch.
Yeah, right. I got in a huge fight.
I mean, you know what, really, seriously?
Nice for the holidays.
The amount of time to take that down, it's less than 5 minutes. You unhook it from the nail and it goes, and you put it in a box. And I haven't done it in 2 weeks.
Hello.
Pack it neatly.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
No.
I'm sure.
Hello there.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hi there. It does appear that the phones have been fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And we
Tony Diggs.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Hey, real quick. Don, I really identify with you on that creature of habit deal and working out.
Yeah.
All right. And you guys, I mean, this might be a little odd, but if I am not able to snap a bong load before I go to the gym, I really have a hard time motivating to go.
Snap a bong?
Yeah, just, you know.
Did you just burp?
Now, hold on. What did the guy say? Is he talking about if he can't...
Go to the bathroom? Is it go to the bathroom, sir?
Snap a bong load. Smoke the herb.
You get... See,
I've never heard snap a bong load.
That's illegal.
We all had different thoughts.
I've never heard it referred to as... Snap a bong load.
Mike thought you were talking about going to the bathroom. I thought
no. I said bong the first time I heard it.
Well, I thought Rob said go to the bathroom.
And then I sat and really worked it.
No,
I thought that's what the guy was talking about.
Don't you find you have less lung capacity if you've been enjoying marijuana prior to your workout?
Well, yeah, that's why I weighed that until afterward. I had my cigarette.
What do you do for a living, friend?
Well. I just do sales. So.
You're high now, right? I can tell. You're high.
You know what he's on? He's on the Lester Burnham plan. You remember Lester Burnham?
Sure.
He would smoke that killer weed that cost like $4,000 for a tiny dime bag that the government didn't want you to have. Then he would go out in his garage and lift weights.
Right.
Do not interrupt me again.
Okay. No, you take care.
Hasn't affected his timing.
Bye-bye.
Stony Stoner.
Steve Johnson.
Hello there. Don and Mike's show. I think that that dude that was on 60 Minutes that's in so much trouble now. Our skier, the guy who went out
for saying he was drunk.
The guy that says, "Hey, what's the problem with skiing drunk?" Mm-hmm. I do it all the time.
Skiing drunk
says I don't hurt anybody but myself.
Man, don't play hockey drunk.
If I hurt myself, hello,
bigger problem the next day.
I played hockey drunk one time.
How'd that turn out?
It was bad. Three guys couldn't dress for the next game.
Wow,
we got so badly injured.
Oh man,
and I went down like right next to the boards and put my knee right into the boards. We had some, you know, we were young and foolish.
Uh-huh.
It was the good days, but somehow we used to practice before high school, and somebody somehow got a case of beer or something after we had a big win on a Saturday night, and we all went out there. One kid threw up. We got in really, really big trouble.
On the ice.
Kevin Dillon threw up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Thanks for identifying him.
Kevin Dillon was, I went into the bathroom where right off the locker room where the stalls were,
yeah.
And you saw Kevin with his hockey pants. You know what hockey pants look
sure.
like, right? Those
Did
big, bulky nylon, and it was like,
just
no, you may not. But he had his little hockey pants down around his ankles, and he was getting sick.
What?
Oh, now he's hung up, now that we're ready to listen.
Come on, you got to get with the flow of the show, my friend. Mike's telling us a great story about a kid with hockey pants throwing up.
Coach McCarthy got seriously mad at us for doing that.
Oh, Coach Joe.
It was one of the...
He was tough.
Tail Gunner Joe, our hockey coach.
And don't forget, this isn't Charlie.
Charlie McCarthy, I think that's why we did it, because that's who was coaching us that day. We didn't have a coach that day, that's why we did that. It was like one of those deals where our captains would run the practice, and it was, I don't think it was a morning practice, I think it might have been a Saturday afternoon practice.
Were the captains also high schoolers?
Yeah, well, the captains of the team.
Okay.
And occasionally you would have it where the coach wouldn't show up, and the senior captains would run the practice.
Coach McCarthy.
I just remember Kevin Dillon puking. I think he puked, yeah.
You still in touch with Kev?
No. My mom knows his mom back home, though. I think they still chat.
What? I'll tell you this. If you're out there, my friend, there is a free margarita for you tonight at O'Meara's. Or don't forget, it's green card night. Green card night tonight, as every Thursday night.
Thank you.
Beanery.
Thank you. The Terrible Two. Yeah. Post-holiday 2 weeks, Don. I use every plug I can get.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Think of us as your laughing place.
Boy, am I in love. I think about my laughing place. Yes. Everybody's got a laughing place. A laughing place to go.
The Laughing Place.
Laughing Place.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Laughing Place.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
All right, Joe.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months. You are drunk at a tissue lesson.
Don and Mike.
Hold on, I got too much going on there.
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Yep, I got too much Dr. Phil here.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Done.
Christ.
Not.
Chill out, Baldy.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Ooh, okay, well,
and then I sat and really worked it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Jerry.
Hello. Oh, not again.
Come
hey.
On.
No, there we go. Hi, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Just
hello.
You're hey. Right, Rob.
You guys rock.
Yep.
Thank you. So do you.
Yeah, well, you got a whole smorgasbord of topics out there. Don, you've been on a treadmill for 3 weeks. You should be halfway to Virginia by now.
Rob, where are the crickets?
Don't hang up.
I mean, and please.
Don't hang up.
Don't forget that I do live in the state of Virginia already.
Don't hang up.
Right. Bob, I love you.
There you go.
All right, now,
there's your friends, all of them rubbing their legs together saying, you suck, you suck, you suck.
I suck.
What a terrible call.
You do. Let's see what else they have to say.
What else?
I'm drunk.
Oh, your mom sucks.
Oh, that's even worse. Boy, the crickets are feeling hostile today.
See, you got they all rub their legs together.
You're drunk? Is that the excuse?
That's part of it.
What are you drinking? What's your beverage of choice today?
Natural Light.
Oh. Natural Light, so you're drinking the expensive stuff.
What are they saying?
Oh, you know, $4.99 is a 12-pack.
They're saying you might as well drink number one.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
From a donkey.
Okay.
You might as well drink a donkey's.
All right.
Why did you comment and it went horribly awry?
You guys are my heroes.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Bye then.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. That's it. Enjoy your drinking afternoon.
Bye then.
The happy place.
Laughing place.
Laughing place.
I think about my laughing place.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Welcome to your laughing place. Hello. What? Hello?
Hey, Don. Congratulations on getting laid Sunday.
Oh, well, thank you. And of course, the cards and letters and telegrams
still coming
from the world leaders. even from the guy...
the president of Iran?
Sharon.
No, no.
The guy with half a brain.
That's incredible. That wasn't him writing that. That was one of his people.
And I'm pretty sure that in the Osama bin Laden tape today, that they think might be real, right at the very end, there was something like, oh, yes, and Don got his nut.
Way to go.
We're still translating. But,
yeah. Way to go, dude. Hey, man, back to talk about these, you said you didn't want any more young kids, you didn't need any more songs to listen on your iPod and stuff. You're stealing the dreams from all these young people that, you know, that want to...
Stealing? Whose dreams am I stealing? You mean from the...
You said you didn't want any more, you didn't need any more songs.
Those were my sentiments exactly when you said that, Don. When you said that, you know, we don't need any more and you were joking, I took it as you were stealing dreams. Duh ass.
Thank you, Mike.
I can hear the tears hitting the ground. The tears of Justin Guarini.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, hey, I identify completely with you on using the music on not only the soft type techno music when doing the treadmill and things, but also angry music like Linkin Park if you're doing boxing or anything like that.
Yeah, I've got my share of angry music.
Rob, do you play Linkin Park at home when you do your boxing?
Yeah, I'm.
I was talking to Rob.
Talking to Rob. No, you never have music on when you hit carry, do you?
No.
He doesn't hear.
It distracts me.
I mean, when you're boxing.
That's right, because most of the time it's in the middle of the night.
It's just a little incense.
In the middle of the night. He hears the music in his head.
The music of flesh on flesh.
Now, hold on. I thought that we had gotten past that. I thought that it was simply going to be a tube sock and a small travel-size bar of Dove.
Accidents happen. Sometimes I get all worked up.
Yeah, well, that's the advice that we've given him to do the Full Metal Jacket scene, only, you know, one-on-one.
I've tried to tell Rob that what he wants to do, because he maintains that Carrie likes it. I say she's never said to me that she likes or dislikes it.
Right.
All I've said is...
Well, I get the impression she might be afraid to tell you.
Think about downsizing from that big, gigantic slab of Dove that you have to, like, something that you would get...
He told me he didn't use Dove. He said he used Irish Spring.
That was just for you, Mike.
Oh, okay. All right. You were lying.
Celebration of your culture.
Thank you.
But I told you to just, the next time you're in a hotel, swipe some of the little tiny soaps and just try those.
I've been stealing them from airplanes, but they've gone to liquid soap, and that's not nearly as effective.
Well, don't go back to lava.
No. No. The pumice.
Rob's boxing program.
Boxing or soap.
Mm-hmm.
Is Michael Hughes, the great leader, the de facto leader, he's here today, right?
I seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did not.
He's got a blue shirt with a white...
Oh, that's right, because I saw him, too, because he had... It was Tent City when he found out that podcast stuff.
Remember? He was excited. It's good.
Let's give him a call.
What's on the agenda today?
Well, he'll hang up right away, I'm sure. So I won't tell you what the agenda is.
Okay.
But it involves warm wine.
Mm-hmm.
something I've been meaning to get to.
Michael Hughes,
Don and Mike.
Hi, Michael.
Don and Mike.
Hi there. Are you in your laughing place right now, Michael?
My laughing place?
Your laughing place. This week, we're playing this little song today. We hope you enjoy it. A lovely song.
We've decided that this time of the day is the laughing place.
The laughing place.
The laughing place.
What a nice thought.
You were very impressed. There's not a lot that we do that impresses you, obviously. But you for some reason...
That's not true.
You were very impressed with the fact that our show, available on iTunes, when we talked about it, jumped up on the list. That made you excited, right?
Excited.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm telling you, that's what
that's
you...
true. Yes.
I think all our listeners can probably hear the excitement in his voice right now.
Mm-hmm. Will you? Here's what I want to know. Will you or have you already, to celebrate this fact, have you had any warm wine?
And do you have any in the office? If not, we can send someone out to get some for you.
Warm wine, is that in a special section of the stores or just my office?
Listen, you don't know exactly where it is.
Come on. Like you've not heard the expose. That we know the incredible pressure that you're under, Michael. We know. I mean,
I can't support taking a little nip in the middle of the day.
There you go.
Listen, the
right answer.
It's warm wine.
What is the, when you're pouring, the one thing we really haven't established because we've danced around it, what is the wine of choice that you prefer to drink warm? If you have your druthers, red, white,
you got your Pinot Noir, Pinot Grigio, Chardonnay. Your saucepan out.
Yeah, what are you going to heat up?
There's a delightful little vintage from the hills in West Texas desert.
Oh, really?
That just produces a lovely grape.
And
it's especially enjoyed warm.
It's good warm.
Especially enjoyed warm. Okay. Thank you. Then I think what you want to do is probably listen to our next segment.
Uh-oh.
I think you'll find it very interesting.
Well, take a sip.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
There's the boss.
I enjoyed his little bit on wine.
Description, yeah.
From West Texas. They make a nice grape.
So he's obviously heard us discuss the fact that we believe that he drinks warm wine
that is
constantly.
That is best served warm.
I know it's 7 a.m., Billy, but Daddy's got a tough day with conference calls. And where is that today? That wonderful, that grape.
You know, I got to get some of that lingo from Sideways down.
You mean the wine? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let it breathe. Let it breathe.
Okay.
It's in the saucepan. It breathes and heats.
Okay, so Michael Hughes, the de facto general manager.
It's a sturdy grape.
He's up there. He's trying to run this station, and it's just falling apart at the seams. I mean, literally,
right.
The station is being held together with Band-Aids.
Twine.
With old Band-Aids that have already fallen off kids' skin knees.
Yes, lost their stickum.
So all the guy's got going for him really is the fact that he can get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And and he starts early in the morning, and it goes all day, but he gets around it because he has warm wine.
Yes.
And you see like in his coffee cup, you see the steam rising,
mm-hmm.
and he'll go, I feel better since I've switched to decaf. And no one knows
it's actually warm wine.
Guys is wine.
It's a trick that was used on the old talk shows. Used to be on the old Merv Griffin show and Johnny Carson. They used to do that a lot.
So with that in thought as tribute to Michael Hughes, our general manager, we have now, courtesy of Al Gore's Internet, the official warm wine enema recipe.
Mm-hmm. This will be handy.
Good. From healthinformationfitness.com.
There's just no way this isn't going to benefit you.
Okay, now first off, go to sleep. Go to sleep in it, is what it says.
What? Go to sleep in it. I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
That's the very first, I'm just reading the instruction manual.
Go to sleep when it's going to stain the sheets.
You mean after you... I don't know. Making any type of drugs, alcohol in this case, and strange medical procedures is not always a good idea.
Mixing, they said?
Mixing.
Mixing.
Mixing. So, please use at your own risk.
So do they mean sleep on it? Is that what they're saying, that you should consider this before you do this?
Yeah.
So it's a warning.
Sleep on this, right?
Okay.
That is maybe not great.
Okay.
And then it goes right to enema recipe. So this is for Michael Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Enema recipe. 8 ounces warm red wine.
Mm-hmm.
1 quart warm filtered water.
Mm.
Temperature 103 degrees Fahrenheit.
you guys bear with me because obviously I can't, with the new restrictions, I can't read everything, but
right.
You'll understand.
You'll use letters.
Directions. Add solution to bag. Mixing with warm filtered water to achieve 2 quarts. Hang bag 18 inches to 3 feet above
R. Is that the
R.
word? They use? Yes. Hang bag 18 inches above R. above waiting R.
A good tool for this is the IV stand for enemas.
Sure.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Oh, God.
If you need better flow control of the enema, the ramp clamp is what you're looking for.
The hell is a ramp clamp?
Knee chest position, chest against floor, and R, word starts with R.
Right.
Higher than head is best position to receive a warm wine enema. Insert nozzle tip into
R.
A.
Oh. A M?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
One of our greatest planets.
Right.
It's right up there. I know that. I know
we're sending an explorer to Pluto.
Very close to Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
Using lubricant. Super Sal or Sure Glube.
Super Salve?
Super Salve. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. What did it say? Salve? Super Salve.
Yeah, just the only reason I mention that is because Salve is such a great word.
Super Salve or Sure Glide. As needed. Injects.
Now you said Sure Glide, Buzz, in a knowing way.
No, I like the sound of it.
Okay.
Thought it should be emphasized.
I just was curious.
Inject solution into R slowly. Take as much as possible.
That's my advice.
A lot of use of the word R.
Refill bag as needed.
Wow, after 2 quarts?
Or until it becomes uncomfortable to take any more.
Yeah.
Massage abdomen in counterclockwise direction. This will help the solution get higher into your C.
Well, you can say C, can't you?
Well, sure. There's lots of pronunciation words that you can talk about. Commas, colons.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Parentheses.
You're being extra careful. I understand.
Good for you.
It's Michael Hughes, everybody. Warm wine animal. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know what they're doing on the air right now.
Is anybody wearing cologne today?
Yes, I was on the air with them. No, I don't drink. Yes, I do. When bag is empty or no more fluid can be taken, remove nozzle / tube.
That's when the fun really begins.
If you have trouble retaining the solution, you might want to try a retention nozzle.
Oh!
Wow.
Wait a minute, is that like a plug?
Although some people prefer to use a retention plug after they receive their solution and remove the nozzle. Lie on each side for 10 minutes while massaging abdomen. Now you can go to the toilet.
Oh, wow. I would imagine you would also be buzzed.
Time for,
I would think, yeah.
After that. Yeah. Time for release. When expelling the enema, the warm wine enema, massage abdomen in a clockwise direction.
Rub your tummy.
Gross.
This will help move the solution back towards the R and A.
The solution, otherwise known as the warm wine.
Massaging the abdomen while expelling the enema helps move the solution.
Huh.
And F, also known as S.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And S, towards the R, and out of the A.
Gotcha.
The best position for expelling.
Well, I think we all know that one.
Squatting.
Yeah.
Duh.
Sure. Idiot.
The squatting position puts pressure on your abdomen from your thighs. In many countries, toilets are made so that people squat. The well step position supports your body, so you're squatting when you sit.
Right.
Squatting supports the abdominal wall as we bear down and brings an easier evacuation.
Mm-hmm.
People who use our system tend to have fewer hemorrhoids. And hernias.
That's true. Man, and they spend a lot of time at wine shops.
This product fits conveniently under the toilet when not in use.
Oh, my goodness. They recommend the type of wine that you're supposed to use?
And it goes on...
I'd say cheap.
The best resources for any...
Not necessarily.
The best resources for enema equipment and supplies. Yeah.
Enema City?
EnemaABag.com.
Of course.
A selection of enema equipment and supplies. Oh, and then, hold on, here you go. Then you go down to comments.
Yeah.
People who've tried this
mm-hmm.
and liked it or have questions.
This is going to be very hard to edit. Yeah. If they've not already chopped the hell out of this. I don't know if they have or not.
I bet we're doing okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bill S.
Poor Bill. And we can't say his last name, but no. I think you know how it's spelled.
No, but that's what it says. It just says right. Bill S. Bill S. says...
That's Bill S.
I love your product. Have gotten off like never before.
Really?
$8.95 bottle of Merlot from Ralph's did the trick.
Oh, God. Oh. Merlot, huh?
We're good.
Okay, all right, good. Okay. Next one.
Merlot.
John R. John R.
Mr. O'Mara.
Yeah, John Riggins.
I just wanted to say, you know, this is the best experience I've ever had. All I did was go into my local Giant food store and pick up a nice big bottle of Merlot and put it in the bag 18 inches above my R, and I let it flow into my A, and then I got into the squatting position, and 20 minutes, it was, quick as a bunny. I'm all set to go. HOF 44.
Here he goes. This is from John R. At a recent party, my wife suggested white wine spitzers.
Spitzers?
That's how it, I know it's, but it's spelled, the guy I think is being funny. I know it's Spitzer, but
I understand.
It's
a bad idea.
Spelled Spitzer.
I understand. For the captain.
Let me see. Bob Z writes, I prefer Savon B-L-A-N.
Sauvignon.
That's, yes, correct.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Expensive, yes, but worth it.
Sure.
Gross. How gross.
Because you can't reuse this wine.
You know what? Don't be too sure.
Kevin Costner, Waterworld, I hope not.
Yeah, you never know. The way people are out there.
Anyway, it goes on and on. There's pages and pages with guys writing with what their favorite wine is to use. Wow. And
I think you're going to enjoy this little selection that I'm pouring with your Cornish game hens this evening. I'm John R.
And I'm Michael H. Didn't you used to play for the Redskins?
Yes, I did. Now, please, would you get out of the way? It's almost go time. I've already massaged my abdomen for 10 minutes on each side.
Couldn't we squat together?
No.
Say, John R., do you have a ramp clamp?
I don't, but I've got a retention plug that I can, that's burgundy and gold, that where's, I can let you borrow.
Where's my Sure Glide? Would you please, John R.?
Yes, what's the problem?
Would you inject the solution into my R slowly and let me take as much as possible?
Well, Mr. E, that's a little too intimate for me. You know, I just don't want anybody to get the wrong impression and stuff. I've still got to do lots of Redskin shows in the media.
Somebody told me that when you were with the Washington Redskins, all those players used to go out to that little shack and give each other warm wine enemas.
It was great, and it's one of the reasons we had the success we did win the Super Bowl. And I left my plug on the set of The Guiding Light when I was doing my acting incarnation.
Although,
you don't get to the Hall of Fame without doing a few white wine enemas, I don't mind telling you.
How about Bugsy? How about Coach Bugle?
Oh, Bugs. Hanny, all the good old coaches, they did it. Yes, sir.
Coach Joe?
Joe does, yes, on a regular basis. But he uses non-alcoholic wine.
I've got to expel.
Expel.
Help me expel. I'm going to squat.
I prefer white wine. Red stains my camo. Well, there you go. You can't go pheasant hunting after a red wine enema.
No,
that's for sure.
Let's call and get the seal of approval from the
big
man.
See how he enjoyed it.
From the big man upstairs.
If he answers the phone.
See if he's in his laughing place.
He'll answer it counterclockwise.
Mm-hmm.
What he didn't do, be done with this.
Why would he want to distance himself from this?
Hello, this is Michael Hughes at CBS Radio in Washington, D.C. I'm sorry I'm unable to take your call right now. Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If your need is urgent, please press 0 and ask for my assistant, Katie Patrick. Thanks, and have a good day.
Press 1. To send, press pound. Private. To remove private status, press 1. To send, press pound. Thank you for leaving your message. To access your mailbox, press star R. To transfer to another extension, press star.
That's just a mess that never ends.
Pain in the ass.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Like the animal.
Tone is being.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Come on now.
And hello. Like this is going to help if I do this on the console.
Hello, you're there. Are you there, caller?
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh, here we go. They couldn't hear us.
Thank you, Rob. Got you. Hello, Don and Mike
Show. Now they can hear us.
Hi there.
Hello.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
It sure is.
How you doing?
Jesus!
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, why do I identify? What other show has people on the air for like 5 minutes going, hello, you're on the air?
How is that breathing?
What can we do for you?
Is this like a booty beer bong?
All right.
Worth the wait.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Quick break. We'll be right back. We'll get into the laughing place.
It's a high pressure system out there.
Well, let me just say something we've done before, but we think we're going to do it better than ever when we come right back.
Oh, I think so.
And don't be afraid. It ain't Edoui. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. That's quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come, drink their hair water. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, hey, listen, yesterday we had this great prize to give away, the Bose Cinemate home theater system. Wow. Experience right widescreen sound for any size TV with the new Bose Cinemate home theater system. The next way to take your TV experience to the next level. The easy way. Learn more at www.bose.com. Plus, we got $200 to give away.
Good.
Went out today and bought a brand new megaphone.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be playing They Just Won't Listen.
Very good.
Our megaphone game. Later in today's
show. I love that
show.
Game.
Everybody does. Everybody gets a chance to yell at somebody
right.
who just won't listen.
It's wonderful.
And I want to just say, I want to brag, had a choice of buying the El Cheapo model or buying your fireman, policeman, traffic person
type,
you know, your major league
state-of-the-art
industrial. Yes, got the siren on
the
it.
Real big one.
Yeah, spent the bucks.
You know, that's good. And that's an area where you ought to spare no expense.
Amen.
So we're ready for that. We are ready with that.
Am I on the hook for any of that?
No, you're not.
Thank you. Thank you very much, as usual. Thanks so much.
No problem.
I truly appreciate that.
As always, one of your ex-wives in some way has made a contribution to the fund.
Thank you so much.
Went to buy the new megaphone.
Thank you very, very much.
I don't come to Mike with stuff like that.
Megaphone.
I don't go to Mike and say, give me $50
right.
to pay for the, right. the your half of the megaphone.
Exactly. Because the one time you did, and I burst into tears.
What a
scene. Who needs that? Terrible scene.
I'll just call one of your exes.
Yes. And they always pony up the dough.
They have it. Say, would you send me a check, please?
And I would same answer every time. Gladly.
Oh, and this bulletin from Buzz.
Yes.
The grape crop in California's wine country was larger than expected last fall. And what that means is a rebound in grape prices. The winemakers had feared a steady rebound in grape prices will be slowed. So what this means is that is this good or bad
for
wine enemas?
Grape farmers, but because of the surplus of grapes, it means enemas for everybody. Does that mean, well, obviously there's a surplus of grapes, that means the price of wine will be coming down.
I would think so, yeah.
I would hope so.
And jelly.
Volume.
Jelly. And I was also told during the break that apparently the term white wine, warm wine,
uh-huh.
It's another moniker. It means more than one thing.
Really?
Yes, it does. It means only one other thing.
With the wine?
No, Remember a long time ago we saw a video of Chuck Berry? John, it's Michael Hughes.
Hi.
Warm wine is also a euphemism for,
It's a fetish code.
Thank you. Let me just say, tinkle,
oh.
Little star.
Oh, I got
you. How I wonder where you are. Up there on the sky so bright, there you are.
Just showering?
Tinkling away
yeah.
all
no.
night.
No.
Or actually enjoying.
Yes, there you go.
Oh,
that's
you
right.
Better hope, thank you.
Better hope it's not a red.
Oh, man. That's nasty.
My cable guy.
Oh, Buzz.
Bye-bye.
That's gross.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Buzz.
Not a red.
Okay, now.
Nice Chianti.
Ready for our interview today. Our exciting, and we try to give you someone out of the news every day.
Yes.
This is a guy who's invented something, some machine. He got a grant, a federal grant, like $500,000. To make a machine that removes the odor from hog manure.
Well, I think that's a wonderful public service.
Wow.
And I'm tired of EDUE. I know I said we do EDUE every day. Tired of it now.
You didn't mean it when you said it.
Yeah, I didn't mean it.
Right.
How about that? Oh, got a new twist on that tomorrow, the home version
okay.
of How
oh,
About That.
Good.
For you playing the game at home.
Very good.
But for this one, to talk to this guy, we got to be Larry. We got to be Larry.
Mm-hmm. But we've already, apparently, during the process of lining this interview up, I guess it's already, we've already been identified as Don and Mike. So we had to modify it.
No, because I don't want to say, I'm Don King. So I'm going to be Don Zyga.
Brilliant. And I'm Mike King.
And we'll get our intro on.
Anderson 360 is coming up.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. The Larry King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Thanks very much, Paul. Good evening, everybody. On this Wednesday night, Thursday morning, this is the Larry King Show.
Hi. Just got a caller. So, we're talking today about hog manure. It stinks. I'm Don Zyga.
And I'm Mike King. Our guest is Lauren Balvans.
That is correct.
Hello, Lauren. How
Lauren's developed
how are you, sir?
Technology that I think can benefit everybody.
Do you like the stinky?
Do I like the stinky?
I would imagine you have to be, immerse yourself in it to work on getting rid of it.
Well, my wife says my next invention that I do, she wants me to gravitate towards something that doesn't smell.
Manua.
It must be tough. Do you like pigs?
Not necessarily. Was raised on a farm, but certainly want to solve a problem that's been going on for quite some time. And
I'll tell you somebody. That I know that used to hate getting manua on his shoes. Sandy Koufax. When we play stickball.
Yeah, there better not have been a dog in the street because it would be. He hated that.
Get the manure on his shoes and Sandy Koufax.
Yeah, I hear you.
Good friend of mine. I wish you had your product back then.
Which has the worst odor in the animals?
Well, it's any of the confinements where they raise lots of animals in one place and in the hog confinement business. They, a lot of them, they store
it's got to be tough. It's got to be tough work. You every day dealing with that. Is it,
I don't like
do
it
like,
at all.
Do you like Febreze?
Yeah, would love it a lot.
What's your favorite air freshener?
Yeah, it's going to take more than Febreze to cure some of these problems.
What about Glade? You a fan of Glade?
Something like that.
Have you ever used a stick-up?
Not quite.
I grew up in Brooklyn. The only pig I saw was sausage. Never ate it.
Yeah.
It's not kosher.
What's your favorite smelling thing?
What's my favorite smelling thing?
I like oranges.
Oranges?
Great. Citrusy.
Yep.
Makes me think of Miami.
We have a home in Bradenton, Florida, where Tropicana orange juice is at.
That's great. Isn't that citrus?
I like the smell of sex.
Smells like orange cake.
Orange
cake. Sometimes it does.
What's your favorite cake?
What's my favorite cake? Just plain old chocolate.
Like pie.
Chocolate cake.
Yep.
Pies. The Hogs were popular Redskins in the 80s. Do you ever hear of them?
The Hogs?
Hair pies.
No. That doesn't mean anything, but no.
So we're talking.
Lauren Balvans is on with us.
New invention removes odor from hog manure.
How's it work?
Well, it's very simplistic. It's almost a paperclip.
Speaking of simplistic, Anderson Cooper 360 follows us. I'm Don Zeiger.
And I'm Mike King. We're talking with Lauren Balvans. Lauren's developed a product that takes the stink out of the air. Go!
Yeah, we're taking the stink out of
you it. You ever
yeah.
Put peanut butter on a bagel?
Something like that. It's actually a cyclonic action that removes the moisture from the product.
Cyclonic action.
And it moves air at 2 to 500
miles. That's like a tornado, right?
We create a perfect tornado and then reach down to the center of the tornado and vacuum off the moisture.
Where's the moisture go?
Why we get so many?
Into the atmosphere, it's atomized.
Why we get so many hurricanes this year?
Yep.
Why do you think? That's
why we get. Why do we get so many hurricanes?
Why? Why the hurricanes?
Why?
The weather's changing.
Why? Why?
When?
Who?
I haven't worked on that.
What? Where? I remember the cyclone on Coney Island. It was a roller coaster. You like coasters, Lauren?
Not necessarily.
I was talking to.
I like those things that stay close to the ground.
I got a Steve Lawrence and Evie Gourmet.
Oh, them giant talents.
They say to me. You say, Larry.
You mean
say
Don?
Say, Don, you're beautiful. I was at Caesars backstage. It's how it goes.
To see Steve and Edie?
You ever go to Vegas?
I'd like to go.
You get comped? I get comped.
It's because you're a star.
You go to see Steve and
you
Edie.
Say Mike Zeiger is in the house.
Don Zeiger.
I went in.
You're Mike King. I'm Don Zeiger.
Don Zeiger is in the house. I went on the Tunnel of Love at Coney Island in 1939.
I'm standing there with Steve and Edie. It's in between shows.
They did three a day, didn't they?
I said,
three shows?
I'm just talking with them. I'm having a Salem. I said, are you going to do my funny Valentine? Are you going to do, can't take my eyes off you? One of them says to me, pardon my French here, who cut the cheese? I says, not me. Turns out I was over at Siegfried and Roy, stepped in some manure, had it on my shoe.
We could have used your cyclonic filter. Don't you think, right Lauren?
Poor Edie Gourmet thought that I had a problem with my Depend. My Depends. It wasn't no problem. It was from the tiger. It was tiger manure.
Tiger?
Tiger.
Did it stink? Do you hate the stinky?
You know what they call the Cincinnati Bengals cheerleaders? You know, the Bengals are the tigers.
Ah.
They call the cheerleaders the Bengals.
Oh, gal for the girl and Bengal the tiger.
B-E-N hyphen G-A-L.
I don't like tigers. Big teeth. And sharp.
Seattle Seahawks. They're cheerleaders are seagals. It's like seagulls, except it's G-A-L-L-S. I like that. I like cheerleaders.
This is Mike King along with Donald Zeiger. We're talking with Lauren Balvans about his hog odor remover, and we're talking to him now. Why?
Tiger. Tiger is a good golfer.
Yeah. Best in the business.
Not bad. Ernie Els has his day.
DJ Singh. Good player.
Bad attitude.
Not having fun. You have fun, Lauren, doing what you do?
I enjoy creating things that straighten out things for the environment. We've ignored it.
That's important.
Yeah. It's it's a very easy job to sell to anybody, and it's very easy to believe in, and I've got a great group of people that really dive into
it. Why don't we fill your cyclone with maraschino cherries or maybe gummy bears? Would that be like a sweet smell?
Literally dry almost anything. We've done...
Desperate Housewives is a runaway smash.
We've done Ernest Giulio Gallo wineries. They're grape residue that
can, wine.
We can make that into cattle feed.
Felicity Huffman is married to William H. Macy.
Ron?
Yes.
Yes. So you got your product, huh?
Yep.
Is it good?
It's very good.
Do you look at TV, Lauren?
I watch a lot of the History Channel.
Anything with if William Shatner's on screen, I'm watching.
If William Shatner,
you like the Boston Legal? You like the? Oh, really? You look like Shatner?
Way too close.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah, Captain Kirk.
Are you one of the turkeys?
Yeah, probably.
You know that thing they call the fans of Star Trek?
Yeah.
They call them turkeys.
Turkeys.
Tikes.
What about turkey droppings? Can you remove that odor, too?
We're going to be doing that. We've already tested that twice. We're going to be doing a big test run.
I went to a turkey farm once.
They don't smell well.
No, not good.
Not in the middle of summer.
My teeth, even my replacement teeth, have turned yellow.
24.
We're going to do a big test run at the end of this month for a very large...
Too much for me. Makes my heart hurt.
My teeth are yellow. They're fake, but they're yellow again.
I wear suspenders. Do you wear suspenders, Lauren?
No, I do not.
We're talking with Lauren Balvans.
He's got a new invention that removes...
Takes the odor out.
From the hog manure.
Lauren, make a choice.
Nancy Grace. The Menendez brothers. Tonight on CNN.
Pork chops or ham?
Pork chops.
Bacon or sausage?
Bacon, of course.
Keep it kosher. I'm Don Zeiger.
And I'm Mike King. We're talking with Lauren Balvans, who's invented the
wonderful product. Hold on, I just got this bulletin. American Idol's huge.
Big number.
I mean, huge.
You like the American Idol, Lauren?
People are watching it.
Oh, watch it every now and then.
It's huge.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
Who's my favorite Beatle?
Your favorite Beatle?
I never liked Ringo.
McCartney.
Never liked Ringo.
I like Ringo.
Never like him.
I like his commercials. He's funny.
We had Pete Best on the show. He was the forgotten Beatle.
All right, Lauren, sweet or salty?
Of course sweet.
Lady Madonna, baby at your breast. How you manage to feed the rest?
We're talking with Lauren Balvans, who invented something. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Who's your agent?
Don't have one. Just have lots of patents.
My agent's vigorous. He works 8 days a week.
Sometimes I'm too tired to cook. Then it's off to Applebee's.
I don't
cook either. I make reservations.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
How many have you sold?
We are on our eighth one.
Whoa.
You know, my wife makes for dinner.
We got one.
Reservations.
Your wife's Sean.
We've got one machine already in Ireland.
If you've only sold eight, you can't make a lot of money unless they're very expensive.
Anywhere between this last one we're doing for a big paper company. Is
Did you say Ireland?
$3 million.
$3 million. Whoa!
Did you say Ireland?
Yes, we have one right out of Dublin.
Lucky Charms, magically delicious. You get your
Ireland
clovers.
I like Ireland. I had a good breakfast in Ireland one time.
Ireland, beautiful country.
Will your invention work on French people?
We're fixing to find out. They're flying over here in 2 weeks.
They smell. I don't like French. Where are my freedom fries?
Where are your freedom fries?
I'd like my freedom fries.
Yes, you can
take... That'll be a long negotiation with the French, trust me.
If you make a big enough cyclone, you can take the body odor out of the whole country. Do you like Keno?
That would be a big cyclone.
Why do they call it ranch dressing? It seems to me a ranch would be like J.R. Ewing's South Fork.
Lauren, do you think that came from a farm, ranch dressing? Do you think that's why? Do you think between the cowhands they called it ranch because that's appropriate for cowboys to pour that on their lettuce?
I have no idea, but that's a really good question.
I saw the movie with the cowboys pouring on their lettuce. It was the Brokeback Mountain.
Oh,
have you seen the gay cowboy movie?
I have not seen that, no.
Brokeback Mountain. It won a lot of Golden Globes.
It looks like.
Slot machines are for suckers. You play the table games, you want to win money.
What's your favorite airline?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably I don't have a real good one anymore.
No, I agree. Very tough, and you don't get good silverware, and when you used to get silverware, it was always cold.
Or it breaks in your hand.
And my skin is thin.
Right.
And it would go right to my bone.
I hear you.
Well, we're almost out of time. Plus Anderson comes with 360. Our guest has been Ran Balvans.
Lauren Balvans.
What's your website, sir?
It's Grow Tempest, GrowTempest. Tempest, GrowTempest.com.
Yes, my left toenail just split right down the middle. Split in two. I got a right side and a left side. It's blue.
Have you ever had a warm wine enema?
No.
We're talking with Lauren Balvans. You make a lot of money.
Are you vigorous?
Enough.
Did you say enough?
Just enough.
Oh, ouch.
No one makes enough.
Lots of money in the hog oda business.
Don't be worried about the club.
Yeah, I think there will be.
Thanks for your time.
We appreciate
it.
We've got someone much more important coming up in our next segment, a true newsmaker. We'll be back in a moment with Dick Cheney.
Oh. Dick Cheney talking about his shortness of breath. I had several heart attacks. We'll talk about his eighth.
Right after we get this check of traffic and weather, do we want to keep him on the line?
Yeah, put him on hold, please.
Thank you, Lauren, and good luck with your odor remover.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll be back.
Appreciate it immensely.
Big Dick Cheney coming up next. I'm Mike Zeiger.
And I'm Mike. No, you're Don Zeiger.
I'm Don Zeiger.
I'm Mike King.
Thought I might go to break. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Lauren. Hello. Hello. Hello, Lauren. Hey, how do you think it went? Did you have a good time, though? Good. Thank you so much, and good luck with the stink.
I think that's good advice for everyone.
Now we find out from Rob what the guy thought of us.
He had no idea he was going to deal with a bunch of comedians.
But he had a good time. Is that what he said?
Yeah. He had a good time.
Good. Whoa.
The light is big, right?
How about egg creams for everybody?
Wow.
Skating with celebrities is huge.
That's more energy than Larry's ever shown in his life.
Bruce Jenner looks good in a sailor suit.
Whoa. If I'm relaxing, I'm watching George Hamilton.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. The Chosen Don and Mike.
Oh, I hate reality shows.
A year ago, you said they were the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
I've grown, you haven't.
We will rock you, yeah. Don't fall away. And leave love bleeding in my hand.
So is that what you were watching last night?
Two nights ago.
That's 2 nights ago?
I think that was 2 nights ago. Was that the last guy, the guy that they...
last night, the
these are a bunch of American Idol tapes from last night's American Idol.
This is your song, and you can tell anybody that this is your song.
Is that the guy with the suit?
And you can tell everybody that this is your song.
Oh, this guy was so horrible.
All right, let's see. Wasted on me, but, you know again...
Well, like you hear that and it's wasted on you, but if you saw his stupid suits...
His
pajama suits.
See, part of it is I didn't watch the headline. I know I'm in the minority. 35.4 million people watched American Idol. I mean,
that's not a correct headline.
That is
35.4 million right-thinking Americans.
You know,
enjoyed American Idol.
You know, when I saw the promos during football with the guy dressed as Dorothy, that's where I kind of said, you know, this is where I get off. And I do mean,
yeah,
this
I know.
Is where I
you
get
enjoyed
off.
It that much?
I mean, and then I sat and really worked it.
Anyway. This is your song.
Anyway, this is
this is your song.
This is insanity.
But this show is just freaking out of control.
It's a mega.
Okay, be prepared. I'll knock your socks off.
Go for it.
I'm here for the party, and I ain't leaving till they throw me out. You can try to resist, try to hide from my kiss, but you know that you. Can't fight the moonlight deep in the dark.
Anyway, that's some of what was on American Idol.
Are you playing any of the good stuff? The good singers?
No, I just
didn't bring
them.
Any good.
You didn't bring any of the good guys.
No, you talked to your boy. He taped it. He just has the rejects.
Well, normally I wouldn't care about that, but now that we've had this big debate about American Idol today, you know.
Well, yeah, listen, you
want
obviously.
The good and the bad, want the sweet and the salty.
You obviously are in the majority here. I mean, 35 million booger eaters watched it.
As I always am.
Now, other American Idol news, okay, besides the show.
Yes.
The two guys that were on the show last week, the twins.
See, the thing is, I think we've seen three sets of twins, so when you say that, I get confused.
Okay, hold on. Who were these, Rob? As I mentioned, I've not watched it.
They were black twins from Memphis.
There were two sets of black twins.
Okay, these were the ones that did the Motown medley.
Okay.
And they were, I think, by far the most talented.
They were the guys that were wearing, like, the chef's jackets as opposed to the Ascots. Exactly.
Their names are Daryl and Terrell.
Oh, yeah, I think that's who it is.
Daryl and Terrell, let's see. So they auditioned for American Idol, and they won. They won. They said, come to Hollywood.
It's important to point out that with the twins on American Idol, quite often they will send one along and they will leave the other one at home.
Really?
These were one of the groups of twins that they sent both of them on to Hollywood.
Well, as it turns out, Terrell was in jail while the show aired. He's been in jail since January 10 on an outstanding warrant to stealing and then trying to illegally purchase stolen cars outside Atlanta. Daryl and Terrell were using another man's identity to try to buy a 2005 Dodge Magnum.
Oh, dear. So that it seems to me that might permanently derail their chances.
Well, no. Now, they auditioned together in September, and they got invited to the next round in Hollywood. What the people at American Idol are saying is that they think he's going to be out of jail by the time that the show progresses.
That's good.
So they're going to let them stay in the competition.
Well, that's nice of them to do that, and now they've got a story.
And then we've also got your Kelly Clarkson news from American Idol that she has decided that, yes, indeed, they can sing that song, Since You've Been Gone.
Okay.
Since You've Been Gone. Right, the Avril Lavigne song. She has originally said that she wasn't going to allow them to sing it because she was mad at Simon Cowell, but it really had something to do with the record company and with licensing agreements.
Lawyers.
Anyway, they've come together. Shocked, they've come together.
Yeah, so I'm now sure there was a little money involved in that.
They will be singing those dumb songs.
And are we all in agreement that Kelly Clarkson would be the most successful winner of the competition?
I like
she was
her.
The first one, right?
Yeah. I beg to differ.
I know you're a Clayniac.
I'm a Clay. Now, it's not Claymation. Oh, Claymaniac. Claymate.
You're a Claymate?
We call ourselves Claymates.
It's not a Clayniac?
I think they're both acceptable.
I think they're Claymates.
Claymates.
I think we're Claymates.
I just make sure you don't put any tree nuts in my dressing room.
I know what you're thinking of.
I am allergic.
You're thinking of Wayniacs.
Wayniacs, yes, right. Wayne Newton.
Exactly.
Love this, Shane, Rob. Oh, that's great from the Chevy Chase movie, right?
Thanks, yes, I appreciate that. He dropped me off that when he was at the Sands.
Now, let me see. Anybody that was listening to the show earlier this week, you heard that I announced that I got laid.
Yes.
You know, it's part of the ongoing process of my life moving on.
You announced that on this show?
Yes, I did. And you had plenty of questions, pal.
Oh, okay. All right. You're right. Yeah, now I remember.
And we were reading some stuff on the World Wide Web yesterday on one of our fan sites, and there were some people that were giving me crap, saying, oh, it's disrespectful to Frida, and you know, what about my family and everything? Let me just say to those people, you can eat one, because it's my life. We covered it yesterday. But listen to this. You know, people want to give me crap, because my wife died 7 months ago, and I got laid and I shared it with you. Now, Walter Cronkite. He'd been married. Frieda and I would have had our 25th anniversary this August.
Jesus, how long has Walter been married?
He was married for 65 years.
Jesus.
Yeah. He lost her less than a year ago.
Right. That's right.
he's not just banging some chick. He's found the chick, and he's marrying her. And she's Carly Simon's sister. And here's the question I have for you, Mike.
Wow. Wait a minute. There's Carly Simon's sister?
And I'm going somewhere with this, so bear with me. What is the age difference between you and Carla?
21 years.
Okay. Congratulations. Walter Cronkite has you beat.
By, I would imagine, a rather significant margin.
Sure. What's the total between you and Carla?
21.
Well, he's only 24 years older.
24 years older.
24 years older.
But isn't he in his, like, mid-80s?
He is 89.
He's almost 90.
He is 89, and he is, his words, not mine, rolling around with Joanna Sims, who is the sister of Carly Simon.
I guess the older sister of Carly Simon.
Yeah.
I mean, because that makes her, what, 70?
She's 65.
65.
Oh. She is 65.
I always suspected your Sylvain was about Walter Cronkite. Just sort of censures it.
Well, good for Walter. More power to him.
So look at that. I would say the same thing about Walter Cronkite as those people that were giving me crap about my life moving on and me sharing that with you.
Yeah. I have a Walter Cronkite story, a personal Walter Cronkite story when I was standing next to him, and I don't even remember what it was for. Not that, Rob.
Okay.
Walter Cronkite played, I don't want to say it was pocket pool, but Walter Cronkite was, I was standing on a stage next to him, and he was waiting to speak to this group. I think it was down on the Eastern Shore of Maryland when I was working down there. And I'm standing next to Walter Cronkite, and as I'm standing next to him, I hear keys, change, everything jingling, and he is in his pockets, and he is working that change. And that, I mean, he did it. Wow. He did it continuously. And I said, that's his little nervous tick. And I would assume all he was doing was playing with his change.
He hadn't met Carly's sister yet.
I guess not.
It's
cool. I think he was a cool guy.
Uh-huh. I mean, they ask the old bird dog. They're
asking. Is that Walter's name now?
Yeah.
The old bird dog?
They ask him if he takes Viagra. And he says, of course. Then they say, how are things going between you and this new chick?
Uh-huh.
And here's his quote. We're keeping company.
There you go.
We're keeping company.
Go, Walter, go. Do you think it's appropriate to call a 65-year-old woman a chick, though? Do you think, is she still a chick? I'm sure there's 65-year-olds out there.
He says,
chicks.
We are keeping company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's proper to talk. My wife has been gone less than a year. I'll wait till 1 year has passed, and then I'll let you know. So Walter Cronkite and I apparently have different ways
but there's some similarities there too. You know, where he's talking about it at least, but you've shared that, but you've also made very, very clear that you're not exactly keeping company.
No, and I'm not getting married. I mean, he's not only did he admit that he's getting laid. I mean, he's going to marry this.
Did he say that he's going to marry?
Yes. They're engaged.
Oh wow.
I mean, like it's the other one is married 65 years. He's like, okay, goodbye. Hello, Carly Simon.
Mm-hmm.
This is Walter Cronkite.
Well, maybe did his wife have a long illness or anything like that? I mean, did she take a long time to go?
I know she was ill, maybe like a year at least, but who knows how long before that.
You ought to call Walter.
Yeah. I would, Mike, but I've got a much more important call to make.
All right.
A good friend of mine from the rock and roll world is in trouble again.
Really?
Can you name it? Name it and claim it right now. Mike O'Mara, you're on the spot.
I have no idea.
Come on now, think faggot. I mean, think faggot music. Think bad faggot music that I like.
Andy Gibb.
Close.
Barry Gibb.
No. He's a bad boy. He's been on VH1, on that show that they did, like, on the Oasis Brothers.
Whoa! I know it, but now that you play the hook, I know it.
You're not a card-carrying faggot like me. It's Leif Garrett.
Right.
Leif Garrett! Buzz, if you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com,
right.
We have his latest...
Hasn't he fallen on hard times?
Uh-huh. Well, we have his... Well, here it is, Mike. I can show you right here. Don't bother, Buzz. I got it right here. Here's his picture. Mugshot.
You actually spoke about him when they were one of the first at Where Are They Now or Behind the Music, and he was wearing a bandana.
Yeah, he was talking about killing a guy when he was high or something like
right.
that. Anyway, here's the deal. Now, it's only like this in Los Angeles. here in D.C. on this, our subway system, which they call Metro.
Right.
Pretty simple. If you want to jump over the thing and get on the subway.
Right.
Same thing in New York City. Apparently in Los Angeles, it's different. They're really dicks about it.
Okay.
That they enforce it. Leif Garrett jumped over the rail, and some security guy on the subway said, "Where's your pass?" He said, "Dude, I don't have a pass." So at the next subway stop, they called the cops because it's like $1.25.
Yes, anyway, Leif didn't have. Is it Leif or Leif?
I believe it's Leif. Anyway, the guy's got a gigantic like 8-ball of heroin his pocket, and. There you go, Mike.
We have a mugshot.
That's the handsome mugshot.
No wonder.
Did he resist arrest?
He fell down.
He looks a little bloodied, yeah.
He fell down. His picture is on our website. Also on our website today is this one of Britney Spears. Now, she got her kid blessed at a Hindu temple. Temple.
Uh-huh.
Temple. Which sounds like
pimple. Rhymes with pimple. Right.
Which looks like the thing on her forehead. She should just pick a religion and stick to it. She started Baptist. Then she goes Kabbalah. Now it's...
Kabbalah.
What did I say? Kabbalah?
I like that better.
Well, now it's Kabbalah. Now it's Hindu. And anyway, she's at some temple. And here she is with a kid. And she's got the big dot in the middle of her forehead.
Oh, yeah.
So that's... That's beautiful.
She is completely whacked.
And
honest to God.
Also on our website, in the picture section on today's show, on today's hot log, we have the Drew Barrymore picture, but a different Drew Barrymore picture from the Golden Globe Awards. Now, what you got to do...
Drew's Hanging Gardens.
Yes, what you got to do is look closely at the picture. The one that we had up the other day... And, Mike, you had said this is a famous photograph, had been all over TV, and everybody was talking about her boobs. The one that we found and we posted on our website 2 days ago, when we talked about the Golden Globes, they were standing up at attention a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
And I could see what you were talking about. This is a different picture.
Yeah.
They are big breasts.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news is that they are just incredibly saggy.
Yeah, they look like BBs in a sock.
She was braless. She should have worn a bra. They think this is according to the Los Angeles Times, and I love the fact that they're writing about this.
I like a serious newspaper.
I like the fact that the Los Angeles Times, while they did not print the picture that we have on our website, mm-hmm. said that there are pictures that show her breasts to be down to her elbows.
Yes, if you look here.
Well, they are.
Her nipples would actually be parallel to her elbows.
The average woman's big, an average big-breasted woman's breasts are mid-arm level. Drew Barrymore's go down to her elbows.
Looks like it might be time for a lift.
So anyway, that's what we have on our website today. If you go to today's show log, which is January 19th, you can click it on now and see those pictures.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We got Leif Garrett.
Got Britney Spears at the Hindu temple.
And then you've got Drew Barrymore. And you know...
And not a flattering color for her.
I think there is a flattering color.
How the mighty have fallen.
The flattering color for her is soap, right?
I think that would be, absolutely.
She's going to hang around with that new rapper, Droop Doggy Dog.
Although she is just like, she's Jugs-O-Matic, isn't she?
Wow.
I mean, really?
Yeah, but she's, we always put her down, but I'd like to say one thing nice about her, okay?
Oh, this would be a first?
No, really, seriously. She is an upstanding union member. She pays her dues to SAG. Screen Actors Guild. Drew Barrymore's favorite union. SAG.
Say it ain't so, Leif. All you had to do was pay $1.25 to get on the subway.
That's right.
You big dummy. Oh, and one more thing. Have you seen the show on VH1? It's like a very Mary Brady thing where
My
they
Fair
have...
Brady.
What is it?
My Fair Brady.
Oh, God, are you kidding me? What are they putting this in the ground?
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
This one, I think you're going to like involving the Bradys.
I don't like anything involving Brady.
No, you'll like it.
No, I think you might.
Really?
Would you get the press release, too, on this? This is a pretty good one.
Peaked.
That they've got this show that has, I think it was Peter Brady on VH1, where he was going to marry a girl, and it was going to be like Nick and Jessica, and they followed them around, and I TiVo'd it once, and it was just a total bore. And they're thinking about doing it with somebody else from the show. But now, the producers of That 70s Show have decided this is their final season. And what they're going to do is have Barry Williams, who was, what's his name on the show?
Greg Brady.
Greg Brady. And the other one, the middle one, Peter Brady, mm-hmm. they're going to be on the show, and they are going to be gay, and they are going to kiss each other on That 70s Show. So it will be a very gay Brady episode of That 70s Show.
Gay neighbors.
So when you're wondering how far, how low will the Bradys go now? And this guy,
it's amazing how long they're setting records for squeezing life out of us.
And I know that I'm asking for trouble if I ask you to call Barry Williams, because he will come on the show in a heartbeat.
He'd be on yesterday.
We've only had him on like 5,000
very, very
times.
Tough guest.
Every time he's got a book or a record or
he's fun,
his Johnny Bravo.
He is a nice guy and he is a fun guy.
But, you know, I do think he might be the biggest whore in the history of show business.
I think you're absolutely right. Not a whore as much as, look, if you're in show business and you're selling something, you're promoting a movie, you're all whores. But as far as squeezing life out of something that, when was the last, what year was the last episode of the Brady Bunch on?
72?
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Yeah,
it is. It's a miracle that they still are able to do that.
I remember the last thing he was promoting. It was a non-union version of The Sound of Music. And he was playing Captain Von Trapp, and they were getting bad press. Because it wasn't union.
Right.
But it was still a wonderful show, he said.
Sure.
So anyway, let's get him on close to April when this episode airs. Because the thing that I'm reading says they've already filmed it. And Fox is going to come out with a whole big thing saying, will they show the kiss or will they not show the kiss? Fox has already decided, of course, they're going to show the kiss. Mm-hmm. And what we heard today from Barry Williams people, they called, tried to book him, of course.
He's still, or Barry Williams. Does Barry Williams still have people?
No, he has people.
He has people?
His guy called.
He has a person.
Anyway, his guy called Rob, and here's all we got. That Barry can't say anything for sure, except that he and this other guy, Peter Brady, are going to be on the 70s show.
Right.
And yes, they're going to kiss, and that Fox is probably going to put it on, and that if we really push Barry, Barry might admit that they tongued.
Yeah, probably, you know, right there, that's worth it.
I think that's probably the lowest level of Bradyism that we've seen thus far.
You know, and he's got a sense of humor, and he's a good sport. We could ask him, does he think he can squeeze anything more out of the Brady Bunch legacy?
Next stop, porn.
Brady porn.
I don't think so. So that's it.
See the opening of that porno, too. Yeah. You do the big screen, and you have different porn in every corner.
Those are the photos that we got up on our website. Now, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It's a chance to win some big cash money now.
Yeah.
We got $200 on the line, and we got the Bose Cinemate Home Theater System. Mm-hmm. Going to be playing the game called They Just Won't Listen. This is a great game to play.
It is.
If there's someone in your life that's just pissing you off, and you just want to tell them something, and they just... Well, for instance, I'll use a made-up couple.
All right.
Okay. Let's say this couple is named Rob and Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And let's say that at some point, Carrie is feeling very stressed out about the fact that she's raising a couple of kids, and she's got a husband who loves just about everything in the world except helping her out.
This is a good made-up situation.
It's a good made-up situation. So let's say that she's out doing a bunch of errands, and the husband, the made-up husband, Rob, calls up the made-up wife, Carrie, and he says, is there anything I can do to help you? And she says to him, I would tell you, but I don't have enough time.
I'm too busy.
I'm too busy to tell you how you can help me.
Wow.
Now, this made-up couple, it seems to me that one of them is just not listening.
I know who I'm rooting for. This work of fiction.
So in this work of fiction, we might call the wife.
This tale.
We would call the wife, and we would use the megaphone, and we would say to her...
What would the message be?
The message.
Wouldn't we need to get the message? If we were calling the wife, have to get the message from the fictitious husband.
The message from the fictitious husband would be something along the lines of...
Well, you know, it'd be all well and good for you to say it, but wouldn't it be better for Rob to say what our fictitious husband would say if we could call?
Well, what would our fictitious husband say?
He would say something something along the lines of this. Would this be a real situation? I'm not a mind reader. If you need some help, you're going to have to tell me what this help is. And then I will weigh the options and perhaps help.
Now, put that through a megaphone.
Now, if it was a real situation.
And correct. This is all just hypothetical made up. Now, what you do is add some piss and vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, more importantly, add our brand-new industrial-strength megaphone.
And the only stipulation on this game, they just won't listen, this has to be an individual that you will have to face.
Yes.
This can't be somebody that you used to work for or somebody you'll never see again. This has to be somebody, you know, that you work with every day or you sleep with every day.
I won't throw you under the bus on this totally. I'll use, let's say that there's a made-up guy named Don,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a made-up brother named Earth Dog Jim.
Right.
And let's say that these two made-up people, that the one guy, the younger brother, Jim, the made-up guy,
uh-huh.
that he's a great guy, but he's just a freaking idiot. He's out of his mind. He F's up his life every step of the way. He has a fight with his wife, who's the best thing to happen to him, and he decides he's going to pack up and go live in some flea bag motel because he's not going to let any woman tell him how to run his life.
Right.
Okay. So what this guy, Don, might do, made-up Don,
right.
who's tried to reason with him, but the brother, the made-up brother, won't listen,
right.
he might call him up, and then on the megaphone, he would say, get your head out of your ass, otherwise you're going to be living in a cardboard box.
And he won't listen, but with the megaphone, it might help.
He might listen.
That's right.
I'd listen to that.
Buzz, do you have a made-up story you'd like to ask?
Not at this time, no.
Mike, how about you?
Pure bliss, Don.
Wow.
So, our phone number is 877-365-3636. If there's someone that you know
uh-huh.
that just won't listen,
right.
call us, and we'll do enough calls that all the guys get a chance to work the megaphone. And the very best call, the best person that won't listen, the best reason that we're calling,
mm-hmm.
We'll get the money and get the Bose Cinemate Home Theater System.
That's wonderful. I think we've explained it perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So there you go. And all the people were made up in all of the situations.
Right. The preceding stories were all fiction.
Any similarities, the person's living or dead,
is purely coincidental.
That's right.
Like for instance, let's say that you're a guy named Mike. That's a common name.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, okay, so you got married, Jesus, I don't know, over 20 years ago. You know, maybe you'd like to call that the first one up.
Has to be somebody you see every day, Don.
Yeah, it can't be somebody.
Boy, do I wish it was different, though.
But you know, I can imagine that there were things that you would like to say to,
they're okay.
Made up, Mike.
Well, you mean like if there was somebody in that circumstance that would be able to say something?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it would go something along the lines of, well, I almost wish I had the megaphone right now.
Yeah.
Because it would go something along the lines
pay me back my money! Pay back my effing money that I earned!
Oh, what was that?
See, everybody,
what was that?
Everybody's now in the spirit of the game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everybody's making up stories about people. Yeah.
That was referring to number one. Number two, it would be illegal.
Oh, you couldn't do that one?
Yes.
No.
That's why. But, Mike, it's all made up.
All made up?
They're all made up.
Completely fiction?
Mm-hmm. All made up.
Any similarities to those persons living or dead? Purely coincidental.
All right, that's it. So we set this up.
I think so.
So call 877-365-36. Why am I still selling this? Every line is ringing. Right
all
now.
I know is that last part made me feel real good.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is your last chance.
Let me mull it over.
Okay.
All right.
You said mull it.
I did.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. JJ. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, this is an emergency, and it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
The Don and Mike Show.
They pursue the rare and magical white unicorn, Don and Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Dude Walker. Just, the white unicorn. Or crazy elephant. Okay, either way, thank you, Rod. Either way, not really funny. tomorrow on the show, I'll have to talk in the opening about how I'm starting to get that depression because it's the end of football.
Yeah. Mm.
And this is the last weekend. I'll bore you with it tomorrow. I do it every year.
Just remember, you've got a couple of more games and
three
then the
games.
Big game.
No, three games.
And
around.
Four, the Pro Bowl.
No, don't count.
Pro Bowl doesn't count.
Don't count. I will wax eloquently about that tomorrow because I'm just depressed. But then I'll be happy because tomorrow we will have not only the hottest woman in sports broadcasting.
Is she coming on tomorrow?
And she has been named Sportscaster of the Year.
She will be so excited tomorrow.
First woman to win that honor.
You know what? When we were talking about my iPod and everything before, you know what I'd love to have for when Jim Nantz is on tomorrow?
Right.
The Elvis Costello song, She.
Okay.
It's from that bad Julia Roberts movie.
Okay.
When I'm on my treadmill sometimes, when I get to the cool-down part, when you slow down, I put some slow songs on.
Right.
And that song really reminds me of Frida, and we always liked it. And the song is called She. Mm-hmm. And it's like, she is more than this, doo-doo-doo-doo. She.
Oh, that's nice. That'd be nice. It's such, how flattering is that?
Yeah.
That you mentioned your wife, and now you're going to play that for her tomorrow. I think she'll be delighted.
I'm not going to.
What a tribute! Well, she won't know that you're playing it for her, but we'll know.
And by she, you mean Jim Nantz, right. Not Frida.
Right. I mean Jim Nantz.
Jim Nantz.
Nancy.
Anyway, so she, Jim Nantz, will be on the show tomorrow as well.
Will she be calling one of the big games this weekend?
She'll be calling the AFC Championship this weekend.
And you have predicted the Pittsburgh Steelers will be the Super Bowl champs.
So don't get any bigger than that for her. This is it.
Yeah. Big moment for her. Always a big moment for her. Even though she's covered some of the biggest sports stories of the decade.
Oh, she is the Sportscaster of the Year.
She is.
She'll be on the show tomorrow.
Wow.
All right, may I have the instrument, please?
The instrument of destruction?
Thank you. And now with us.
There it is. Look at it. Brand new, shiny.
Let's all say hi. Oops. All right. Rob, give me some help on this. Where's the button?
The volume.
Rob was playing with it out in the hallway and terrified Jessica.
Yeah.
He told me he was waiting to do that all day.
And he got the reaction he wanted. She went up about 6 feet in the air and then kicked him.
Knocked her jaw out of place.
Right.
Did you make her jump, though?
Yeah, it made her jump.
Yeah, good boy.
Yeah, it was great.
So this is how we play. They just won't listen.
Right.
Where we call people and we yell at them over the megaphones on your behalf.
Does that megaphone have a siren?
He asked knowingly.
Let's see.
Wow.
It's got a great one.
Thank you.
Really, when you're doing a show like this, people do jump in the car after whatever their time, their work day is over, and they hop in. And I like to think of the people that just, got on the highway and popped us on right at that moment.
There used to be a rule that you couldn't do that.
Yeah, thank goodness for that rule.
There you go.
Oh, that sounds great. I may have to borrow that. That's terrific.
That's a good
time. Step out of the car. You are... Oh, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz, I know what. You are charged now with giving us a fake story that you could use on They Just Won't Listen.
Okay. Let's say there's this guy. I don't know. Yeah, just to make things faster, let's call him Buzz. And he's married to a woman. Let's call her Marcia.
Right.
And she leaves stuff laying around. Stacks of clean towels, stacks of dirty laundry, shoes, bathrobes. She leaves closet and cabinet doors open, drawers open. And Buzz's contention is that he's going to die this way, that he's going to trip over one of these many obstacles that have been left out for him, perhaps to kill it.
And no matter how many times he tells her about this, she doesn't seem to listen.
The message he's tried to tell her 100 times, and I think it's only the kind of thing with a megaphone that she would listen.
What would he want her to be told over the megaphone?
What would you
say?
Oh, yeah, maybe would you want me to work it up or just tell you calmly and you'll do it?
What would it be?
Okay, I would say... Woman, are you trying to kill me?
Hey, Marcia, are you trying to kill him?
I've asked you 1,000 times.
He's asked you 1,000 times.
Please don't leave crap laying around.
Don't leave crap laying around.
Where I can trip and break. In my neck. And die.
And die.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like that.
There you go, Buzz.
That's how it works.
Good megaphone.
And now let's go right to these calls. Everybody gets a shot at this, okay?
Yes, this is always fun for everybody.
We pass around this big boy.
Don't Bogart that megaphone.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to They Just Won't Listen. What's your name? Any idea?
My name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Katie.
I'm calling about my husband's best friend, Billy. And he has this problem. Well, ever since I've known him for about 4 years now. And every time he is around me, he feels the need to constantly show me his ass and pass gas in my direction so that I have to smell it all the time.
This is the best friend of your husband?
Yes.
And then he shows you, he exposes himself to you?
And he passes gas.
His rear end.
He moons you, basically?
I'm sorry?
He moons you?
Yes.
Listener?
Yes.
What's his first name, honey?
His name's Billy.
God damn it, honey. Billy. Okay, so it's Billy, and the thing is, he pulls out his pants and he farts in front of you. And
what would you like us to tell Billy?
I would like him to... I have a 3-year-old daughter now, and he even feels the need to fart on her.
Oh, that's not right.
Fart on her? He farts on her?
Someone. And what would you tell Billy again?
I would tell him to... I'm sick of seeing his hairy, pimply ass.
Uh-huh.
And to please try to be an adult and appropriate around my 3-year-old child.
Very good. All right, that's plenty.
Good message.
All right, hold on just a moment.
We're going to call Billy now.
Hold on just a moment.
Billy. Billy.
Rob, any luck?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot?
Surprise.
Five rings?
All right. Such a good story.
Let's move on. Hello there, Don and... never mind. Got a machine? Forget it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Chad, man. Why do you call my wife?
Is this Drunk Chad?
Yes, call my wife, please.
No, Drunk Chad.
Chad.
Not in the middle of the game.
Yeah, you're going to slow it down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Hello,
who's this, please?
This is Troy.
Hi, Troy. Great video game. Great movie.
Troy, who won't listen?
And also Helen.
It's my wife.
Helen of Troy. And Deanna Troy.
You're king of the Troys. Got Troy McClure, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, but it's still, I mean, I got five to go and I wouldn't have them.
Okay, what
Troy
is it?
Donahue, you got that one, right?
I did not, but you've already said I'm king of the Troy.
Yeah. Okay, so, I was just wondering whether you had that.
Troy?
Yeah.
Of course, don't forget the side of the Super Bowl. You know that game that's being played in Detroit.
Troy.
Detroit.
Troy, New York.
Hello, Grady.
Troy Ounce.
Hello, Mr. Forte.
The spot.
I'm you, Chuck.
The spot.
Hello to all my brothers from other mothers.
Troy, who won't listen?
It's my wife.
Okay, well, that's a shock. What is it exactly that she won't listen about?
Well, let me paint you a picture. My wife is about 4'10". She weighs 115 pounds.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She's got C-cups right now.
All right, good. Sounds nice.
She's 8 months pregnant.
Wow. Okay.
And she says she's fat. And I tell her, honey, you're not fat. You're pregnant. She won't listen.
So you think she's got a low self-opinion of being fat when you think she's fine pregnant?
I can really handle this because, listen, I bet you. I've already completed just having heard of the description of
this,
your wife.
You're the right man for this job. I'm glad you're lead anchor.
4'11", big boobs to begin with, 8 months pregnant.
In a way, he's yelling at her, but in a way, he's complimenting her. This is this is the time for Mr. Smooth.
and she just dropped it. She's gorgeous. And she says, honey, I'm fat. Okay. I'm not attractive.
And you get tired of hearing that.
Of course I get tired.
It drives you away.
Well, and she's carrying my baby. She's gorgeous.
We lost it. What happened?
You may want to call over to the hospital, see if her water broke, because she ain't home.
She's not home.
She's not home, sir.
Oh, she does that. Sometimes she doesn't answer the phone right away.
Okay. Thank you.
I wouldn't listen to him.
What a shame we couldn't play with the pussy whip guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. How are you?
We're doing great. Who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, who won't listen?
My 30-year-old son.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. What won't he listen to you about?
Well, he's been living with me for over a year. Hasn't worked in about 7 months. He lays on the couch all day long, sleeping. I'm afraid when you go to call him, he just won't answer the phone. He's that lazy. I am now on disability, and he expects me to pay for everything. Mm. And I have warned him that he's going to be out on the street.
All right, now listen, as a fellow father of a son, and my son will be 21 in March, let me ask you something. Are you serious about the deadline for kicking him out on the street?
Oh, it's got to be. I can't afford to support him.
Okay, what's the deadline?
The deadline is the first of the month.
You mean so by February 1st, he either has to do what?
It's either get a job or get out of the house?
That's it. Get off your lazy ass and get a job and or get out.
Wow. The right man for the job.
Oh, boy, you got the good one here.
This is almost as good as the pregnant chick with the big boobs.
And we got the guy on the line now.
Yeah, he sounds real smart.
Hold on a second.
Oh, good.
Hold on. Let's welcome to the show, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Chris, welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, guys. What's going on?
We're playing a game called They Just Won't Listen. We've got a message from your dad from Don Geronimo.
All right.
Stand by.
Hey, Chris. Hello, Chris?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Don. Say hello, Don.
Hello, Don.
Say hello, Mr. Don.
Hello, Mr. Don.
Say hello, Mr. Don, sir.
Hello, Mr. Don, sir.
Now, why is it, son, that you're showing me a bit of respect, but you won't show your dad, Chris, some respect? Why is it that you won't get your lazy 30-year-old ass off his couch, you freaking loser?
It's actually my couch.
What do you mean it's your couch, ass?
It's my couch, ass.
It's not a dialogue, hey, Don. You've just got to tell him.
Listen, douche. Your dad is giving you until February 1st. Get a job or your ass will be on the couch with your ass on the couch on the curb. Do you got me? Get a freaking job.
Whatever you say, Mr. Don, sir.
Get a job. I'm not calling as a joke. I'm calling seriously. Because you won't listen. You're an embarrassment to your father.
That's the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh!
You're a bastard.
No,
that's right.
How can I be a bastard when you already talked to my dad?
Okay, good point. I want to tell you something. You shouldn't treat your dad like this. You're an ass.
Hey, the deadline is the deadline.
But you're a bad son. What type of 30-year-old man, and I use that term very loosely.
Ask my father how long he lived with his father.
Well, listen, because your father did. If your father jumped off a bridge,
I'd love to show it all, and everything's cool, but
I got to talk
to the guy and get a job. Before you start talking shit.
Get a job! Get a job! Go to McDonald's! Go to Dunkin' Donuts! Get a job! The money's run out! There's nothing for you! Nothing!
Why are you getting so loud?
Because you just won't listen!
Well, I'm listening now, but I think I'm not...
February 1st! Get a job or get your ass out of your dad's house! Say Christ, out!
Whatever you say, Mr. Don, sir.
There you go. That's the right answer.
Well done.
Very good.
Goodbye, guys.
Hey, Tim. Listen, no offense. I mean, because...
You might want to move that deadline up.
He's your flesh and bones. But, I mean, what a freaking loser your son is.
Yeah, and he wanted to do the arguing thing, and I think move that date up a little bit. He's 30.
Come on, be assertive. Be a man.
Yeah, but
I agree with you.
He got the message.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Are you still there, slacker?
I think he's gone.
Which one are you talking
about? Boy.
No, he's gone. Okay, thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Tim.
Hold on a second.
Which one was the father?
The father was Tim.
We'll keep him on the line.
Very good.
I agree with you.
You know, that did not go well for me. That was not the best one for
me.
That's
not unsatisfying.
There you go,
you
Mike.
You handled it well.
Mike's next. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. It's Cecilia.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, lady.
Hi, Cecilia. Who is it that you would like us to call for They Just Won't Listen?
You have to call my brother.
Why is that?
Because he has a 10-year-old daughter who stays at my house almost every night till about 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh. What's his
first
name?
To go to school in the morning. She eats dinner at my house. She does
Who are we calling?
Why are you calling? Because
who are we calling?
First name.
Oh,
please.
You're calling my brother Damon.
Damon.
And your brother has a 10-year-old that stays over?
That stays over every freaking night.
Mm. And the 10-year-old, who is the 10-year-old?
My niece.
Your niece.
His daughter.
All right. So this is your brother's kid that stays over at your house till late?
Yes.
And stays too late, and he doesn't pick her up?
Where's the baby's mama?
She stays too late, and she eats dinner at my house, and we won't get into the baby mama thing.
All
right. My brother.
All right, so this is your brother's 10-year-old that basically stays at your house every night till 10 o'clock.
Hi, Damon.
Yes, sir.
It's time for him to be a parent, right?
Rob, I mean, Mike, I'm sorry, Rob. See, Rob's got the guy in the front. Are you ready for your show, Mike? Hold on a second there.
Yes, I am, Don.
Hold on.
I am your father.
Okay, hang on. When you hear voices...
What's the guy's name?
The guy's name is...
Damon.
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 Okay,
Damon,
Mike?
Place for Rips.
You ready, Mike?
Yep.
Hi, Damon. Hello, Damon?
Yes.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We have your mom, Cecilia, on the other line.
Sister.
Your sister, I'm sorry. Your sister. Please now listen.
Yes, I'm here.
Please listen. What was that?
What was that?
That was the baby.
Ah.
Oh, he's chasing me around the house.
Understood. Well, we have a message for you. Here is my best buddy, Mike.
Hello, Damon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Damon, you have a 10-year-old, correct?
Yes.
Does that 10-year-old, just answer the questions yes or no, please, does that 10-year-old spend a great deal of time at your sister's house? Answer the question yes or no. Damon? Damon, answer the question yes or no. Does your 10-year-old spend a lot of time at your sister's house?
Yes.
Does it happen more than 2 nights or 3 nights a week?
Yes.
Does she stay till 10 o'clock at night occasionally?
Yes.
Then, Damon, the message is as follows. Get your S together. Start being a parent and stop having your 10-year-old impose on your sister's hospitality every single night of the week. Your sister wants to put her own family to bed by 10 o'clock, which is far too late for a 10-year-old to be staying up on a school night anyway. Do I make myself clear?
Yes.
Yes, I do make myself clear. And why is that?
I don't know.
It is because I'm making sense. Because normal people collect their children at a reasonable hour, take them home, and put them to bed by 8:30. Do I make myself clear?
She doesn't go to bed till 10.
It doesn't matter when she
Mike,
decides.
Mike, talking back.
It's when you decide.
You're having a dialogue.
Time. What is the child's name? You can use the first initial. What was that? Another child?
That's another one.
Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show. No, the bottom line is, Damon, you take that kid home at a reasonable hour. You put her to bed earlier so that she will not fall asleep during school hours. Do you understand?
She doesn't.
She doesn't want.
Mike, again. You're getting back talk here.
No more back talk, Damon. Here are the rules. Your sister will no longer tolerate you dumping off your 10-year-old at her house and having you pick her up at 10 o'clock. You will collect her at a reasonable hour. I'm thinking 6 or 7 p.m. at the latest. You will take that child home. You will bathe that child. You will put that child to bed at a reasonable hour. And that is it. There are no negotiations. And thank you very much, Damon.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
You got almost Jack Bauer-ish there.
Oh, one more thing, Damon.
Hold on, you hung up, Mike.
I'll see you in hell.
All right, well, let's see, Cecilia, what'd you think?
Wonderful job, Mike.
Thank you very much.
You're good.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, hold on. You still might be the winner. We're going to do a break. We'll come back. We'll do a couple more. These will give Buzz a chance and give Rob a chance.
I love this because everybody's got their own little style of dealing with this.
Yeah, and you know, I shouldn't have gone first because you're right with the whole drill sergeant thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I think I may do that from now on when we play.
I think that's
a good approach.
That's the cadence you need. Mm-hmm. But both you and I made the tragic mistake of allowing it to become a dialogue.
Back talk.
With Mary Jane Rottencrotch and her pretty pink panties.
Hey, Private Pile.
Private Pile.
What's that in your locker?
A jelly donut. Is Chow allowed in the mess, Private Pile? Are you allowed to eat jelly donuts, Private Pile? And why is that, Private Pile?
Because I'm a disgusting
No, because you are. You're supposed to say I'm too heavy.
But I'm too heavy.
Because you are a disgusting fat body, Private Pile.
Well, don't worry, because later on I'm going to blow you away, then I'm going to eat the gun myself.
That's a good movie, Stanley Kubrick.
Where's Joker? Where's Joker?
Joker? Hi, Joker.
Okay, we'll be back. Buzz, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Rob, you're born ready.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
I'm
you going to try to do that with me?
I am
mad enough and yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book.
Are you a prostitute?
And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest.
Are you a drunk?
To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over.
You've been drinking today.
And I couldn't. So what?
You are in denial.
It's time for a little rippy-dippy on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get back to the round number two of the Just Won't Listen. Buzz standing by with the megaphone. You ready, Buzz?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get you a contestant here. Here's, let's see. I don't even have a name up on the screen. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Katie again, calling about Billy and the passing gas and everything.
Katie?
One we had earlier. Katie, the one that we called and the guy wasn't home?
Wasn't home.
Why does Joe still have you on the screen?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
We were very embarrassed.
Got a retarded phone screen or something. Sorry about that. Let me see. How about Katie? Did we talk to Katie?
That was Katie.
That was Katie.
No, here's another Katie.
Oh.
Katie?
Hello?
Now, is this a Katie we've talked to before?
Yeah, and I was just wondering if you guys wanted to try again. I didn't know if I gave you the right number or not.
Hi, Joe.
Okay. How many lines is she on? Katie's on 10 lines.
Hold on. I think it was that was just two separate calls.
Okay.
All right, here's let's see. Richard.
Hey, you guys.
Don't hide from your feelings. Here you go, Richard.
Richard.
I know we've not talked to Dick yet. Richard, who is it that you would like Buzz to... turn your radio down, dude.
My radio's down.
Well, it wasn't. What was that in the background?
I don't know. I'm calling from a cell phone. Sorry, guys.
Whew. You might just want to yell at this guy, Buzz.
Yeah, I might.
What is that?
What is that?
What is that sound?
That's the other cell phone ring. That's the work phone.
All right, Buzz, just go ahead with this guy.
We're hearing talking, damn it. We don't want to hear talking, Richard. We're hearing some kind of noise in the background, and it's got to stop, and it's got to stop now. Okay?
Sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, Richard. Too stupid to play the game on any level.
It is a hard game, though.
It is. Very, very, very high-level concept.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Keith.
Keith?
Yes.
Keith, who is it that just won't listen for you?
My fiance.
What does she do, Keith?
Well, the question is, she don't listen to nothing I say. I told her she can't drive. She believed herself there's a big dent in my driver's side door, and Nick's all on the side of it.
Okay.
I mean, we had some fish. The fish had babies. I said, leave the damn fish alone. She didn't. So all the fish in the tank that we paid for are dead now, and she wants somebody to hold her hand and console and tell her it ain't her fault.
Hold on one second.
Man, good man, Keith.
Robbie, get the guy.
Rich.
Did you get the number from him?
What else, Keith? What else did she do, Keith?
Hold on, we got to get the number.
Not that because she dents your car, she kills your fish. Whether we call her or not, I want to know what else she's done. Not listening.
We're just getting a number.
Keith?
Rob's getting the number from
the line.
Because Joe apparently thought his job was done after we had all the people that we couldn't get through to on the phone. Joe just left everything as is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Joe. I mean, why bother to answer the other 13 lines that are ringing?
You're clear on one.
You're clear? All right, let's find out more now. Let's go back to him and find out more. And you can start to call her up. Okay, hi, we're back.
Besides the denting of the door, Keith, and the killing of the fish, what else does she not listen about?
She does hair, so that's not the problem. The problem is when she leaves, like, the hot combs and everything in the living room and big hair balls and everything.
Mm-hmm. So the house is a wreck.
If I have any black shirts, it got long-ass weave hair all on it.
And what would you tell her if we got her on the line? What would you want Buzz to tell her, Keith?
Let me see. I don't know. I would probably say you can't drive and just get the goddamn tracks off of the bathroom floor.
Get the tracks off of the bathroom
floor. You know how, like, when a female put weave in her hair, they got little tracks?
All the women I've dated have always had the weave.
The hair was. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah, it's like weave. It's just like little weave clips and she leaves.
So there's, like, hair on the floor. Get the hair off the floor.
Oh.
Don't drive the car because you'll trash it. And don't touch the fish.
Yeah, like Mr. Ray.
Right.
All right, Ray.
Mr. Ray's hair weave.
All right. We have her on the phone?
All right, hold on.
What's her name again?
Her name is La Cherie.
La Cherie. Oh, okay. That's pretty.
Are you ready, Buzz?
I am.
Here we go. Hello, La Cherie.
Yes.
Hi, baby. This is Don and Mike. We have your husband on our other phone.
Hi, baby.
And we have a message for you from your husband. Please say hello to our good friend, Buzz.
A fiancé, I think, Don.
A fiancé. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Hi, La Cherie.
Hello.
How you doing, baby?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
All right. Now, you got to listen up, because this is not a debate. This is not a dialogue. I'm here to tell you something. It's a message from Keith, and he wants it to come through loud and clear. Are you with me?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Listen carefully. The problem is you can't drive, and you don't listen to Keith about this when he tries to tell you you can't drive. The car has dents and dings all over it. They keep growing. They keep adding daily, and it's all because you can't drive, and you don't listen to Keith. Furthermore, the fish, look at all the dead fish. Look at all the fish you've killed. He tried to warn you. He tried to tell you what would happen, and now the fish are dead.
Get it with the hair weave, Buzz.
You've got to listen to Keith. Now about the hair. You know, it's good that you've got a vocation, but here's the problem. You're leaving combs and hair balls all over the house. And Keith's got hair on his clothes, for crying out loud, and there are weave tracks in the bathroom. Please, clean up the weave tracks, pick up the hair balls, pick up the combs, leave the fish alone, and stay out of the freaking car, okay?
I'm all in the back.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Are you listening to
LaFonda?
Do you read me loud and clear?
I hear but half of what you say.
Oh, you might want to repeat yourself, Buzz.
This is what Keith has been trying to tell you. You're not listening. You only hear about half of what he says, and then you ignore that. You can't drive. Leave the car alone. Leave the fish alone. They're dead. There's hair all over the place. Clean up the hair. Okay? Okay? Okay?
Hello?
Okay.
Are you there? Oh, she hung up.
I'd say that's a winner.
That is a winner.
I think we should stop the competition. Much as I'd like you to have a shot, Rob.
I'm okay with that.
It's very rare when pinch hitter Buzz Burbank steps up and knocks one out of the park.
That was pretty intense there.
Buzz.
And winner. And you know, it's something about the fish. Having the fish in there, it's just the fish made it work for me.
How was that?
Poor Keith.
Hey, how was that for you, Keith?
It was perfect. She's going to be mad about them fish, though, because she was crying about it when it happened. But like I said, it was her fault.
The fish. You see, Keith, but the fish made you the big winner. I think there's something about the fish in between the car and the hair weave.
But let's also not discount, because we do like busting Buzz's balls, and we do a bit, and he screws it
right
up. Buzz was outstanding in his presentation.
What was great about it is the way it was the slow build-up, and then bingo at the end. And my favorite part was the okay, okay, okay. I like that the best.
I don't know if she heard everything, Keith, so you may need to get your own megaphone.
That ain't going to work.
Keith, congratulations. Well, here you go. First off, you won $200 in cash, and you got the Bose Cinema Home Theater System. Experience widescreen sound for any size TV with the new Bose Cinema Home Theater System. It's the easy way to take your experience with TV to the next level. Go to www.bose.com. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you.
Good luck, Keith.
Thank you. Now, Rob, I know you feel terribly left out. If you would go get the megaphone from Buzz. Rob can talk to, who is this, Cecilia, you called her brother,
mm-hmm.
And Tim, I called his son.
Right.
We can give them some prizes or something.
Okay, very good. Let's go,
Rob.
Rob likes the megaphone more than anybody.
Rob, I know. Can play.
He picked it up.
Hello, Cecilia.
Hi.
Hi there, and Tim.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, well, listen, you're both losers, but you're not really losers. They win something, I guess. So
okay. In here on the megaphone is Rob Spiewak to tell you what you've won.
And if you have anything that you would
I'd
just
like to offer them some advice before they win their prize.
Good.
All right, here now is Rob Spiewak, our producer.
Tim?
Yeah.
Tim? Cecilia?
I'm here.
You do not win the big prize, and do you know why? Do not answer that. You did not try hard enough. You sat on your line on your fat ass and didn't do jack. Do not answer that!
No talking.
Do you feel bad?
Don't answer that!
You should feel horrible. You are a slacking individual in an already unlusted society. Shut up! But congratulations! You've won a Hooters VIP wing party. Get a Hooters game day fun pack to go for tailgating or for your own football party. Hooters is your football headquarters, and congratulations!
Thanks, guys.
I got my own.
We've got that for both you, Cecilia, and for you as well, Tim. Thank you both for listening.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Hold on.
Thanks, guys.
And Tim, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear that stuff with your son, and it's like that's like looking at a crystal ball for me with Bart in 9 years. So seriously, you know, don't be a pussy. Kick that kid out if you got to.
Well, keep your fingers crossed you don't have it in 9 years.
All right, well, you know, good luck with that, and let us know what happens.
Hey, and if you need a new call screener, I can always ship him back to Washington.
No, that's okay. Now, be firm.
Don? All right, we've already got one great underachiever here.
Yes, Cecilia wants something.
Yes, Cecilia.
Don, Bart could also be my brother in the future. Don't forget that.
Everybody's warning you about Bart.
Oh, wow. All right, thank you both. Hold on a second.
You like that?
Oh, they're good. That's a good game.
Yeah,
that's
I like good. That. It is.
That's good. And how about Buzz?
How about it?
How about old
Buzz?
Okay, okay, okay.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. Me, okay?
He made it up.
You know why? Because he found his motivation during the break.
Mm-hmm.
See, now listen, Dr. Freud, bear with me for a moment.
Why?
I know the circumstances were different, but Buzz was actually talking to his wife there.
Yes, he was. Yeah,
I see the layers.
That's how it works. It's an actor's trick.
Yes, it is.
Way to find your rage, Buzz.
Buzz, what are your lead stories tonight on the News and Comments show?
Tonight, the government would like to look at your Google. Bin Laden, blah, blah, blah. And will these iPod thingies ever catch on?
Stay tuned for everybody. News and Comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Okay, Mike, that was very...
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
It's been quite listenable. The Don and Mike Show.
Rob's doing his minstrel show in the background. All right, Ted Danson, that's very nice. I'm sure we'll be like that.
Wow.
There's a nice dated reference on my part. Show is now available podcasting.
Cool.
Show is available as a podcast. If you go to iTunes, and you don't got to... Hey, here's the great part about this. CBS has not figured out how to screw you out of money yet for this.
Yeah, so it's free.
Go to iTunes, subscribe, and get the show on your iPod.
We're number 7. Let's get into the top 5 today. Let's do that, okay?
And now a man who likes podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, overweight record executives in shiny suits can stop whining about the money they claim to have lost to internet file sharing. The same thugs who sued little old ladies for what their grandkids had downloaded made well over $1 billion last year by doing what they should have done sooner, sell their music online at reasonable prices. Online income in the recording industry went from zero 2 years ago to $1.1 billion last
year. I'm part of that. I pay for that.
We don't have the U.S. numbers on this yet, but in Europe, more people bought music than stole it this past year. In this country, we downloaded 420 million songs last year. Making more songs legally available online had something to do with that. iPod also had a lot to do with that.
I mentioned that I went up to my sister's for Christmas, and they had had their Christmas by the time we got up there.
Right.
And everything around their whole Christmas, I'm sure this is the way it was in a lot of families.
Yep.
Everything was around the iPod. It was iPod, iPod, iPod. I mean, really, it doesn't surprise me at all.
iPod sales made the profits go up 95% at Apple Computer. Apple had a net income of well over $500 million in just the last 3 months.
How is the quality? I got Buzz the video iPod.
Oh, you did? Okay.
For Christmas.
Very nice.
And do you download shows and stuff?
I haven't yet, although I understand the most popular television show downloaded for this thing is The Office, which is one of my favorite shows. But that's, the most popular television show downloaded now.
So it sounds to me like he's not using your gift.
Sounds to me like that too.
I am. I haven't downloaded TV shows yet because I've seen the shows.
What, Rob?
Sounds to me like he hates it.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is.
But I have pictures. I have my contacts in it. I love having my contacts in it. And, of course, my music.
Why do you keep your contact lenses in there?
Does it open up and you put them in the solution?
No. Your phone list, your address book from your computer.
So I wasted money. I could have just bought you a regular iPod. You would have been just as happy.
I plan to put video into it. I do. I will. The month's not over yet.
Here's what I wanted to say to you ever since I gave you that gift.
What?
Do you realize how hard it was to find one of those video iPods in black?
I know they're very popular. I know that's the most popular one, and I appreciate it.
Always bet on black.
Really? I would think... Never mind.
No, Rob.
Well, I've just busted your chops. But
no, I love it.
The only reason I bring it up is when I was on iTunes last night and buying songs, because like you said in that thing, I buy them now.
Right.
And looking at our podcasts, I noticed all of the shows that they have, some of them seem to be like ripoffs. Like, I don't know if I want to pay 99 cents to watch an episode of Suddenly Susan.
No.
What about the only thing I would think with those little iPods, what about the small, I mean, the small screen's a little tough, but the audio is good. I guess, you know, you can take it anywhere, right?
I've heard the picture's very good on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard as well. I know the photographs look great.
I don't know anyone that... Oh, I do know somebody that has one. Yeah, my friend that has one doesn't use it, though.
That bastard.
He's on the Ingrate channel.
You know what I should have done? What I should have done was flip the gifts. I should have given him the... But he's not a Red Sox fan.
No. And you know, I put together the day you gave it to me. That night I put your thing together, the fireplace stuff that you got me.
I got like this fireplace grate, the
stained glass Boston logo in the middle of it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, not like the real garish one, but a tasteful B.
It's nice.
That is nice.
Just like the tasteful G that I got myself a Packers one.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
You can also, on those fireplace grates, download The Office.
It's very popular, I understand. Haven't done it yet.
We're like women with gifts on this show. We really are.
There are now 40 million iPods out there, and 14...
Some of them not in use.
14 million of them were Christmas and Hanukkah gifts.
Some of the hottest ones. I literally had to jump through friggin' hoops. Because that was my son's big gift this year, was the video iPod in black. And then I thought, you know who else would love this? Buzz. On the technical edge, Buzz. So I get a second one, and I've not heard a word about it.
Believe me, I will use the video capability just as soon as I can figure out how to download porn into it.
He knows how to end that discussion.
All right, that's the truth.
So it won't be black for long.
Good night. By the way, some people still don't pay for music downloads. It's University of Massachusetts students who got sued by the recording industry are asking the file-sharing website i2Hub to cough up the dough to settle the lawsuit against them. They're not expected to get anywhere with this, but they say they never would have downloaded music illegally if i2Hub hadn't made it so easy. The Bush administration, meanwhile, wants to see your Google. It asked a federal judge to force Google to turn over what Google has been very good about protecting, your internet searches. And yes, it's about the porn.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
The president still hasn't gotten over the Supreme Court striking down his law to punish porn sites that allow their material to be accessed by minors. You know, minors, they can access anything. And
oh, and those poor minors.
That'd be all those...
I'm still thinking about those 12 guys.
Different minors. They'd be allowed... This would be all the White House would need if this happened, if minors got this stuff.
The M-I-N-O-R-F.
That's right. Thank you.
The M-I-N-E-R-F.
Canary in a coal mine.
Yeah, no, it's different
minor. Okay, sorry.
Minors having access to these adult websites, that would be all the White House would need to shut down those websites for everybody. As for the Google records your government wants to see, well, the administration says it just wants to get some idea how often a search engine is used to find porn.
I was reading something today about Google versus Yahoo.
Right.
And about how Google's stock, I mean, you realize that Google's stock, even though it's taken a little bit of a dive, it's still like over $400 a share.
Right.
And that virtually anywhere in the world you go now, Google is it.
Number one.
I mean, Yahoo was there first.
Number two.
But Google has now taken Yahoo's place, and now they're both fighting with each other to put stuff on telephones and put stuff on your iPod.
You think with all the money they make, they'd have less goofy names.
Yeah.
Google, Yahoo. You know, and Moonbeam. What the hell's going on?
Seems to work for
And how many times you go to Google? Now, for instance, on MLK Day, when I went to Google on MLK Day, there's a nice little picture of Martin Luther King, which is like built into the Google logo.
They do that. It's nice.
But I can't tell you how many times I go to Google, and it looks like the bottom of an email that my mother-in-law, Big Frida, would send me. She sends me emails that have, like, clowns and dancing bears. And sometimes the Google logo is just so fruity.
Did you see it on Braille Day, on the anniversary of the invention of Braille? They used the word Google in colored dots.
Yeah.
I never even pay attention to it.
I tried to feel it, and it didn't. I couldn't read a thing.
I have to admit, I Yahoo more than I Google.
Well, Google is my homepage.
I wouldn't admit
That's
that.
That's what pops up.
Yahoo is my homepage.
I think Google is better.
I like
better
my
results.
Yahoo.
Can you do an image search on Yahoo?
No, I'm not sure what an image search is.
Well, if you want a picture. Instead of like, you know, like say, let's say you want a picture of me.
Yes.
And you just type Rob Spiewak in an image search, and there I am.
Really?
That's
true.
Yeah, I don't know if Yahoo does that.
Well, I like my Yahoo. Okay, then. I'll take
my
Yahoo.
Well, then I'll just email you a picture of me.
When I do my searches on my Google, I don't like my Google searches. I like my Yahoo searches better. But the image search, I'll take under advisement.
Can you take all censorship off Yahoo?
I don't know.
So you can get right to the matter.
Here we go. Google images Rob Spiewak.
Now there's a switch there. You can turn off the filter to allow adult material.
Oh, look at that. Now hold on, Rob.
Yes.
When I Googled you and then hit images,
right?
I got your picture, your publicity picture.
Mm-hmm.
I also have under the name Rob Spiewak, Buzz's publicity picture.
Oh, that's nice.
And also under the name Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride's picture.
Well,
wow.
I have replaced her, and I have my eyes on everyone else.
How cool is that?
It's funny.
Well, I get a Google thing on my Yahoo.
Then why do you even use Yahoo?
Because I like my Yahoo search better.
Mm. Okay. No, Google kicks ass, man.
Give it a try.
There's nothing that Google can't find.
It's number one for a reason.
If you do Rob Spiewak on Yahoo images, you get an older picture and a picture of a jacket.
Let me see. What's the jacket? What's the jacket you get?
Wow. Win an exclusive Don and Mike Show leather jacket.
How about that?
And a picture of Rob, an old picture of Rob.
Why does it say win a jacket? We never had a contest to win a jacket.
You know what? I'll bet that when you do the search for Rob Spiewak, what it does is it finds the page that Rob's picture's on and anything else that's in that website where if his name's on the same page, it'll bring up that image as well.
It's faulty software over at Yahoo.
It is not faulty software.
Did we just find that on Yahoo or a Google, though?
That was Yahoo. Google was great. Google has me being buzzed.
Yeah, Mike.
That's a promotion.
I got to say, the two big mistakes in your life, I hate to point them out to you. First is watching American Idol.
Right.
And second is not being a Googler.
I have gone to school today. I truly have.
You can keep that.
I got to tell you, before we go to break, I got to tell you what the Bush administration is doing with Google. It's asking...
Brother, what can I do to help you?
The White House is asking for 1 million web addresses from Google, chosen at random. That, of course, could very well lead to your house or mine.
Scatlover.com.
And the Bush White House isn't giving up easily. It has subpoenaed Google to turn over those records. Google has
refused.
Google has... There are all kinds of dirty words in this story. Google has refused to obey the subpoena, partly because those records contain some trade secrets other search engines, like Yahoo, would love to know about, but also partly to protect the privacy of Google's customers. Even though you don't pay for Google, you are its bread and butter. You spend your money where it sends you. Google needs your trust and confidence for that. And now, President, my way or the highway wants to screw this up too.
Oh, God. So you mean every time that I type in the word hairless...
Mm-hmm.
They're going to know.
They're going to track that right to your house.
What about when I put in Dakota?
They're not going to be very careful.
They're not going to think that I'm a fan of either North or South. They're going to know right away that it's that hot, still charged with and guilty of being hot.
When you go home tonight, I recommend you try to clean up your Google.
Really?
That's my advice.
Well, I use three words. I don't think they'll be able to catch me. I use the same. Dog, peanut, butter.
Does a picture of Rob come up?
Every time.
Every time.
Weird, isn't it?
More when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
Oh,
it's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
they craft their spontaneity. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now listen, tomorrow, let's see, goddamn, lots tomorrow. Isn't that something? How about that?
Wow.
The home version.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right. That's all I'll tell you right now, the home version.
Cool.
That's interesting. For tomorrow on the show. Plus, as we mentioned, beautiful lady. Jim Nance will be on the show tomorrow as she gets ready to call the AFC Championship game.
She'll be glowing.
And we'll have the Friday favorite for you. And of course, you're always hilarious telephone calls. Now, here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike, see what I have here? This is how to download free software to convert DVDs to iPod video. I'm going to do it this weekend. That's the only reason I haven't done it yet because I couldn't figure out how.
So you got a thing that will allow you to actually download porno, your DVD pornos onto the video
thing,
iPod.
Yeah, my DVDs I can load into the iPod.
They call it ripping.
That's right. Good luck bringing that through the airport.
And then I sat and really worked it.
That's right.
Well, here's the question, really. Would you work it to your iPod?
Well, probably not. Probably not.
Would you put porno on your iPod, though?
I might.
All right, Buzz.
If you do, I'd like to see it.
Oh, okay. The resolution is amazing.
Really?
Well, from the photographs, yeah.
Okay.
Finally.
The resolution is amazing when you get done.
Yeah, it's a good resolution.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a New Year's resolution.
Finally, in McHenry, Illinois, a 16-year-old boy has been expelled from school for doodling in his notebook. The boy is Hispanic, and a sharp-eyed school official recognized the letters he was doodling, recognized DLK as a gang symbol. School official also did not recognize that these are also the initials of the student, Derek L. Kelly. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
Yes. That's it. We got to run. Hey, listen, let me just say... Barrel Full of Monkeys, coming up next on Free FM. That's all I want to say.
Get ready to laugh till you cry.
Entertainment, thy name is Jay Severin.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by for another of the no-talent hacks that make up the daily lineup of Free FM, the biggest joke in the history of broadcasting.
Yeah, but he's not like those guys that think they know it all.
Mike, I just want to say this about Jay Severin, who follows us on Free FM. Let me turn that off for a second.
Yeah.
He says so much stuff that's so controversial.
Right.
He will never be invited to dinner inside the Beltway.
Damn.
No.
Whoa.
But get ready to have some fun and maybe learn something.
That's it's, why all right. my my presets are on 106.7.
It's your laughing place.
You said it again. There, you've done it again. How can I quit you?
Listened last week and was reasonably certain that we're going to nuke Iran.
A good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day, and you?
Open that door, honey.
Bye, honey.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.